GVP meeting, March 12th.
So that's where we first, let's address what we've been doing with other people's IP. The next thing I saw was, well, I have to better understand the relationships between editors and Gurudev, and writers and Gurudev, and proofreaders, and the whole team of people that it takes to put together a book. And I realized that, well, it came up when they wanted to reprint some book. I don't remember what it was. And we didn't have, there may have been an oral agreement with Gurudev, but I didn't have anything in writing that said that those contributors gave their rights to reprint to Gurudev. And so I'm being really hardline and saying, Gurudev wants this done legally.
Was that recently?
Accurately.
It
happened early on before this whole assignment. That's what kind of spurred the assignment thing. But also recently as well.
Okay.
But it just kind of, everything kind of evolves slowly. Because to be honest with you, I don't understand everything you do. But I'm trying to better understand. But it's, you know, little pieces. And I said, okay, well, if you're going to do this right, we really need a written record. So, and the only reason is not because nobody trusts each other, Gurudev doesn't trust you, it's so that the writing is a memorialization of the agreement. And it became clear to me that when we were trying to do these assignments, that there was really not a clear meeting of the minds. That always happens. Always happens. You think, you know, Radhakant and I might have a meeting of minds. But until it's put on paper, you really don't know what the other's thinking. Okay?
Willing to commit to.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so the assignment was an attempt by me to put down in writing what I thought the understanding was. Okay? And maybe it's not, and that's where we have to address it. But if you know, and I fully believe that Gurudev thought when someone comes and gives him a box of books, here Gurudev, here's these books, that he had all rights associated with those books. And I don't know if all of you saw my copyright presentation in cartoon.
Yes, I did. I saw it twice, actually.
Okay, good. So you know, I'll talk about the bundle of sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Copyrights being the bundle of sticks. So with that, the box of books, comes a bundle of sticks. And the authors own that bundle of sticks. Just because Gurudev's name is on it. And that was my original misunderstanding. I thought he wrote it. I didn't know. And you know, what? Because his name's on it. And I think the general public thinks he writes them if his name's on it. But technically, if he had no hand in editing, proofreading, revising that book, technically, unless it's what I call the work-for-hire agreement that's been signed, sealed, and delivered before you start, he is not the author. And he technically has no rights. So, my hat's going on for Gurudev. Wait a minute, his name's on that.
Originally, it is his work. It's just getting translated and edited.
Yes. Yes.
But legally, what you're saying is it's not his work.
Right, right. It may not be. May not be. I'm not. Because there, you know, there, I think, there's a verbal agreement, an understanding. When he
there's
says.
There's an understanding. There's not even a.
You don't even talk about it, but there's just an understanding.
We function on an instruction.
Understanding.
Well, there's an instruction. I want you to do what we do. You know, it's based on.
So, in essence, to me, even though it's not. You know, Anita will tell me it's not the right mood. It's in essence a work for hire. Agreed. He's hiring you, not your compensation isn't, you know, here's a paycheck.
We understand what you mean.
Your compensation is, you know, whatever
service,
it is.
It's a service, yeah.
Yeah. So in essence, it's a work for hire. If we, unfortunately, under at least U.S. law, and I'm not sure on this detail with under Indian law, you have to, if it's a work for hire, he becomes the operative. If you are entering into a work for hire agreement with him, he becomes the operative.
Mm-hmm.
But that has to be in writing. We dealt with this with Sean Ronald. You know, could her artwork be works for hire way back? No, you had to have it in writing, signed by, at least today, in writing, signed by both parties. We don't have that.
But I thought in your presentation, you said that if somebody creates something, then the copyright automatically rests with them.
Yeah. Unless
yes.
you've signed this
Unless
beforehand.
Unless you've done this work for hire.
Say, my intention is, when I create this thing, it's going to belong to
me. No, but the point is, Gurudev has created it.
The Hindi.
Yeah.
So the original Hindi is his.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're taking, you're making a derivative work of his original Hindi.
So
I'm not
okay,
worried about the
right.
original
so
Hindi.
I'm making a derivative work for him.
Correct.
I'm a worker for hire.
No.
No, because you don't have to legally, enforceably be a work for hire, a worker for hire. You would have had to sign a written agreement. Gurudev would have had to sign the same agreement before you started translating. And that would, you know, if we could do that, that would be ideal. Then he's the author and I don't have any problems. The original, I'm not talking about the original Hindi stuff that he's actually penning. I'm talking about that derivative work because there's copyright authorship in the translation. So you have the original, and then you have the derivative work, okay? Simply, when you start working and making that translation, and I'm taking a very, I don't know whether you call it liberal or conservative approach, whatever you call it, it's at one end or the other. The approach is whoever is contributing. I don't call them all authors, so they're all contributors. That's kind of the terminology I used to use. I want every contributor. There's a potential that every contributor could be an author, because typically a proofreader isn't, you know, an author. It's not really a level of contribution that would rise to authorship. But an editor could be, and maybe a proofreader could be, because, you know, changing a comma changes the whole meaning of a sentence. Mm-hmm. So I would, Gray's hat, take the approach, every contributor could be a potential author. So if in the future, after the first box of books or, you know, order of books is distributed, Gurudev wants to have another frame, technically, he does not have the rights. Unless there's some transfer. The assignment license, whatever, there's a number of ways to do it.
He doesn't have the rights to
reprint. Even reprint.
Okay.
Let alone change it.
Okay.
Let alone put it into German. Mm-hmm. Let alone anything like that. He doesn't even have the right to reprint. And I don't think any of us want that to happen.
No.
But this is true. I just want to say, you're talking about English. This is also true for Hindi publications to some extent, right?
Because
some of the translations not being done by Gurudev as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
And
anything
he's just doing a fidelity check on it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's potentially, yeah. If he's doing nothing on that book, then technically, legally, unless we had an agreement in place, he has no authorship rights, no copyright. If he's doing a fidelity check, depends. Maybe I might argue that he has authorship there. If he changes anything, I'm going to use whatever facts I can. Again, I have his hat on, but representing him, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure he has some rights. Look for any facts. But yeah, that has to do with anything that he hasn't had a pen to.
Okay? So, what do you want, Gurudev? That's the question. I want to make sure I have a clear understanding. I thought it was he wanted, we were using these assignments to memorialize the understanding that everyone was giving the books and the complete bundle of sticks. Gurudev, this is yours. Do with it what you want. Because in actuality, if I were going to be really hardcore, I'd say his name doesn't go on it till he gets that bundle of sticks. you don't put his name on it, because he's given you something. He's given you his name. Okay. So I'd be saying, I'd be standing there going, thank you very much, but until you sign this and he gets the whole bundle of sticks, those books aren't going out the door. Actually, you're not even going to get that book printed. Actually, you don't even get to put his name on it for a potential print run. Right? Again. His hat. Gotta represent him as strongly and best I can. Mm-hmm. Okay. Without trying to be offensive, I'm not trying to be offensive, it's just what I have to do.
Yep.
Okay. Alright. So, the bundle of sticks. So the assignment that caused some of the misunderstandings, I think, was giving him that bundle of sticks for a bunch of past books. We were trying to get, you know, Shamarani. I think Sundar Gopal signed it. Anybody that had anything to do, we didn't really have a good record. Anita's doing a wonderful job now putting together the historical records of who contributed to which books. So I can see where we are. But there was, and I don't know if you know that Jai Gopal and I have had a few experiences.
He and Jai Gopal are like one body practically.
But I think it's been since you've been here.
It's just in the last like 4 or 5 years.
Yes, he has.
Have you seen the email exchanges I've had with, did you see the one with the
last 2 days?
Last couple days.
I think, yeah.
Okay, did you get the one with the little PowerPoint slide? So you haven't seen everything. Okay. So I've got some understanding of what the problem was. I wasn't really clear, because I thought Sundar Gopal, he had gone to Badger to explain it all and what this whole legalese was. So I thought people understood. There's what he called the lame language. The language about heirs and assignees and, okay. So. And this is what I put in the email to him. The agreement, the assignment, is an agreement with Gurudev. Period. Done. That's it. It's an agreement with Gurudev. Nobody else. Gurudev. I put that language in there because there may be in the future things that have to be done to perfect. Maybe if we want to register. We have never registered copyrights. Whole different thing. Registration of copyrights, if you remember from the slides, is typically required before you sue for infringement. Say, hey, you guys, you can't be copying, you can't be publishing this book. It's coming. You can't take Gurudev's books and publish them. We're going to sue you. Well, before you sue, we have to register. And there may be, in that process, some documents that I need the authors to sign for the federal government. So there may be in the future things that I need authors to help me with. So that the at least one portion of the assignment referred to that. And it said, you know, you agreed as an author to, as the assignor, to cooperate with Gurudev and imprints and his heirs and assigns and you know, I know the mental image is, oh, it's BTI or it's GDP. So it's really not an agreement with BTI or GDP or anybody else. It's an agreement with Gurudev that Gurudev, whoever you decide is going to manage your intellectual property when you're not here with us, walking physically among us. Whoever you decide, Gurudev, I agree to cooperate with them. But my agreement is with you, Gurudev. I'm not creating a contract with them. My contract is with you, Gurudev, to cooperate with whomever you decide.
need, if they need something later on. Now, not all agreements have that parenthetical language in it. I felt it was important so that there was a full understanding that this is not that let's say I'm an author, I agree with Gerd in it, and later on I don't like what BTI or GDP or XYZ is doing. So I want my assignment back. I want my sticks back. I'm gonna say, give me my, I'm taking my sticks back because my agreement wasn't with you and I don't like what you're doing. My agreement was with Gerd. So I wanted it to be clear because legal artese is hard to understand, but it needed to be clear, I thought, that I am making agreement with Gurdjieff to cooperate with them. He, to trust him, to believe, that whatever he does with the sticks is what he wanted to do with the sticks. Because he's got the sticks now, if I sign that assignment. That I can't say, come in and say, I don't like what you're doing, XYZ company. I'm taking my sticks back. Well, no, you can't do that because this agreement with Gurdjieff. The analogy I used with Jagopal is if I were to sell my car to you, I have a car or bicycle or whatever, rickshaw. I have a rickshaw, I can't sell it to you and then tell you, put a condition on that sale. To say, well, you can't sell it to Radhakanta. And you can't let him ride in it either. Okay? I can't put that condition on it.
Don't you own it anymore? Then it's like a contract,
not an assignment.
This is an assignment. Assignment is more like a sale as opposed to a license. A license, think of it as a license is more like a rental agreement. I rent you my apartment and I can say, you can't have cats in there. I can kick you out if you bring a cat.
Because you maintain ownership, you're only renting. Right. Like licenses.
But if you buy my house, I can't tell you you can't have a cat in what used to be my house. So it's like an assignment is more like a bill of sale, so to speak. A license, so that bundle of sticks can be divided up. And if we start dividing it up, then I'm going to be dealing with licenses. Or assignment of this whatever specific, maybe I'm going to sell part of the bundle. But license part of the bundle, okay? So when I use an assignment, I typically, and that's why I like to keep them clean. It's total transfer of rights. So yes, we can do anything. We got the reason copyright is called the bundle of sticks is because there's lots of different rights that are divisible. The right to reprint, the right to translate, the right to go do a play based on it, the right to do an audio recording of it. Each one of those is a stick, and I could give you the right to do an English or a German translation. I could give you the right to do an audio version of it. I could give you the right to develop a play around it. So everybody could have a different. I could give you the rights to reprint in Europe. I could give you the rights to reprint the same thing, but in America. So there's ways to divide things so sticks up, not just what is done with them, but where. Or you get the rights to reprint in America for 5 years, and you get them 5 to 10 years out. See? So, for Gurdjieff to be able to do what he wants with these books, we gotta get him some sticks. I would like him to have all the sticks. That's my goal. And I wanted to make, again, that controversial language was to explain that whatever you're giving him all the sticks and he can do whatever the heck he wants to with those sticks. You can't tell him he can't have a cat in the house that he just bought. Okay? So, that was the purpose of the language. And Sundar Gopal suggested I take it out. Just avoid the conversation. Because of the misinterpretation that it's an agreement with Gurdjieff and the unknown. And I said, no. because I want everybody who's signing this to understand what they're signing. Because I can't always go around and have this kind of discussion with everybody. And Anita doesn't have the time. And Sundar Gopal, you know, we aren't around to do this. And we were trying to set up a system that was ongoing. So you're doing a book, so as soon as you're done with the book, okay, we got to have these assignments, and everybody gets used to it and understands. But if I don't have the controversial language in there, then there may not be a complete understanding. That's why. Okay?
Just being honest, in other words.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to give the whole bundle of sticks, mm-hmm. then I got to do something else. And if that's what's going on, okay, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I got to then go to Gurudev and say, are you okay with not having the complete bundle of sticks?
You got to explain to him exactly what the mm-hmm. situation is.
Right.
Which he may not be aware of.
Right.
You feel at this point that Gurudev's under the impression that he does have
mm-hmm. yes.
all his rights?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was why in Italy, when I was in Italy, I ran out of time, but I wanted to have that discussion with him and say, listen, Gurudev, I'm not getting you the complete bundle of sticks on every book.
Well, why do you think he has that impression? You had a discussion with him, something he said to you?
Well, it's more, actually, to be honest with you, it's more of what, early on, more of the discussions were he had with Sundar.
Mm-hmm.
Sundar was more involved in it than I was, and then he, you know, stepped back and I took over. So it's more of what he had been telling me and my understanding from him. But I also, it's things he says. And when I said, well, I don't know that we can do that, he's like, huh? Why not? You know? So it's. I need, and in Italy, I wanted to have this, Gurudev, you don't have every right to every book. We can't reprint, The Cat in the Hat. We can't reprint whatever. I can't even reprint. So I needed to have that conversation with him. Ran out of time, didn't have it. I was trying to put this in writing, and it just, I'm not good at the getting the message across, other than this is the message, you know. And so my husband Bansi, he's better at the
roundabout
couching thing,
spiritual way of couching.
Diplomatic.
Yes, he's much more diplomatic than I am, and I wish he was here because So you all know I will. What's the politically correct phrase?
Just say it. We trust you enough to just say what you want to say.
You know, I call a spade a spade.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to hurt anybody with that. I don't mean to offend anyone with that. And I told, you know, Jai Gopal, and I said I wrote the lame language. He was very, you know, his email was like, oh, I'm so sorry. They're like, don't worry about it. You know, call it as you see it. You know, with me, call it as you see it. Yeah, I'm not going to be, you know, okay, I'll go, but, you know, it's a job. I got to do a job, and that's the way I am.
Right,
yes.
Can I just express kind of like an objection
okay.
that many of us feel?
Okay.
What you're saying is totally understandable, and nobody can object to the mood of protecting Srila Narayana Maharaj and his books and wanting to give him the rights. The objection is to when he's not here. And let me just tell you, recently the GVP was formed. The GVP was formed without asking anybody involved in the printing or publishing. And then, not only without asking, without telling.
I happened
people.
To find out that Anita was walking past my window doing a japa walk.
We
got into
in
a
that.
Very casual conversation about anything. And in the course of it, she happened to mention there was a GVP board. I went, a GVP board?
And not only that, it's not when we weren't asked about it, we weren't told about it, and not only that, they were told that there are bosses, and they're setting the standards. And not only that, then we're told that they're becoming frustrated with us. It's like so absurd. Mm-hmm. And then Vishwamar goes and writes letters. We sent him a style guide. Vajanti sent him a style guide. And he writes a letter, yes, yes. Oh, and actually you did too. Yes. Yeah, you know, we like the style guide, and we're glad it includes marketing and distribution information. And you write, I agree. There was not one word of marketing and distribution in that. That means that Vishwamar and you did not read the style guide that was sent. I mean, it's like the gulf between these two sides is really great. Mm-hmm. And we frankly don't trust. We trust Maharaj. We don't trust you. We don't trust the GBP.
You don't trust me personally?
I don't know you.
So why
how
do you
can I trust you? But no, don't trust the GBP.
Are you talking about in relation to the airs, that sort of the language?
Yeah, the airs thing. That's where it comes. If you have a copyright agreement until as long as Srila Narayana Maharaj is present in this world, that would be different. Maybe.
Okay.
But that's the point of the
Let me do an aside here for a minute. The other thing that I recognized needed to be done was some legal structure. GBP was a name. What is GBP?
No, GBP board she's talking about.
No, originally. It was
okay.
Just a name.
Yes, true.
And no legal structure.
No legal
structure.
Mm-hmm. How many years ago was I brought on to... I went out to Badger and did a presentation about possible ways that you could put some legal structure to the publishing, because they were at one time thinking of publishing and membership. So I did some analysis of different organizations out there. And so there had been a lot going on with background work, trying to figure out what to do. Clearly, if the people who are doing the publishing didn't know about it, wherever it happened, there was lack of communication. Clearly, there's lack of communication. All over the place, there's lack of communication.
Mm-hmm. It's a common problem in our Sangha, not just here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a common mistrust of everybody but Grady. I think everybody has a mistrust of somebody except for Grady. A lot of that in here. A lot of that. Not in here, but I mean,
everyone.
Wow! And
you've got a lot of people who've been through institutional, spiritual institutions.
And I never was. I wasn't associated. I don't know any of that. I don't know that. I in a lot of ways, I'm very naive. And I'm thinking, huh? You don't trust what Gurdjieff's going to do with his stuff in the future? He's going to do with whatever he wants to do with it. It's his. You know, that's kind of where my initial reaction was, is like, you don't trust me? You know, my perception of someone's mistrust of the future is a mistrust in Gurdjieff right now. But I don't have the history. And, you know, I've seen a little bit of it through a glimpse of dealing with Shambhavani.
Right. Yes,
but I still don't, if I don't have that history, I don't have the real understanding.
You don't have the emotional charge.
I don't have the emotional charge.
Right.
Absolutely not. So mine's totally non-emotional, like, huh? What the heck are you guys talking about? You know, you don't trust Gurdjieff and what's going to happen? I'm thinking, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You know, he knows what's going to happen. But I also have to, I'm realizing more and more through Anita's help that I have to figure out ways that we can address that. How can we address that? Okay. So, my, and this was a message I sent to Jai Gopal, was, you know, the way I think is pretty linear. I'm like, you know, I have to deal with these copyrights and what we're going to do with Gurudev's intellectual property in the future. That's part of my charge. What are we going to do? Who's going to take over? What are the conditions of the takeover? What are the conditions when he's not here going to be? And I have been thinking about those things and coming up with different ideas, but not really implementing yet, because first thing we needed to get done was make sure nobody's misusing anybody else's copyright. Second thing I got to get done, in my linear fashion, I got to get the intellectual property in the hands of Gurdjieff. Until I can do that, I don't have a third step. I don't have the future to worry about, because he doesn't have it now. So, who can? All bets are off for the future. Because he has technically no legal say in it now. So there's no legal say in what's going to happen in the future. So I'm on step two. And I think you're all worried about step three and four and five. I did a little slide. I'll pull it up here. This is what I was telling you. I think I did it in when I was in the airport in Amsterdam. And I sent it to Jack. You didn't see that one. Trying to just tell you how I'm thinking and parsing it apart. It's just one little slide. And it's my feeble attempt at just trying to use a new version of PowerPoint and the silly little icons they have out there that we can use. So don't take offense at my way of
presenting
my presentation.
Tip it down a little bit. Tip it down.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. First thing that's happening is authors, contributors are putting pen to paper and coming up with
a book.
That is, and they have associated with that this bundle of sticks. Oh, I could come up with the cinnamon sticks, but
that's
it works.
Nice.
It works, you see? Okay, so I'm up here, right? Forget about this down here. I'm up here trying to get these bundle of sticks either all or in part to Gurdjieff. So then, once I get that done, hey, then I can worry about what's going on down here. And I think you're all worried about what's going on down here. Okay.
Well, their agreement to the first part is conditional on understanding the ramifications are.
And to be honest with you, okay, so I was outlining approaches that could be taken. I didn't even know once this was done, this is my rendition of Gurdjieff, once that was done, where things were going to go. These are at least the entities now, the BTI, GBP, and the public, whoever he wants to get them to. There's all kinds of, and this doesn't even necessarily take into account all the different translations and how things are handled. But right now I'm just focusing on, gosh, I got to get him having rights before I can move on down. All right. You guys want to know what's the plan down here.
Well, that has to be clarified, because if this is a concern of hers and others, unless that's clarified, they're not willing to give the rights.
Right, so, but until we, you know, and my perspective is, I can't even get step two done, how can I move on to step three?
Mm-hmm.
What's step five? The straight from the contributor to the public.
Yeah. Well, if they don't have, if they don't give all the sticks to Gurudev, they have some sticks left. What are they going to do with those sticks? Keep them? Give them to, you know, maybe they'll publish it themselves. I don't know. Or maybe they just dedicate it to the public. I don't know. That's a potential.
Sure. Okay.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's an unknown. Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, there's, this has not been fleshed out.
I think this is where we should need to have some discussion.
So, purpose of this meeting, get your input on what we should be doing. So then I can go to Gurudev and say, what do you want to do down here? Because I'm stuck up here. I can't get this done until we have a good sense of what's going on down here. To make sure people who lack trust in what's going to happen in the future can get some sense. To help you, I hope, gets, you know, you're never going to know me, but I personally have no stake in what happens. I don't care what happens, right? I don't have an emotional stake in it. If this doesn't happen, I have a professional stake in it because Gurudev has asked me to get this stuff cleared up and to handle this and make sure the legal aspects, he understands there's all this legal stuff that has to be done. He wants that, make sure it's done. So that's my stake in it, is to get her done. Right? So which way we go here, I don't care. I really don't care. And as long as it's right, as long as it's not flawed, that's where I care, right? I care that it's legally sound and that there's not going to be any problems that, as a result of something I set up, that are caused in the future. As a result of the assignment, you know, if I didn't, and that's why I'm kind of tied to that winning language, if I didn't keep that in there and someone decided, well, this doesn't say I have to deal with BTI or GDP or anybody or XYZ company. This was only an agreement with Gurudev. I didn't have an agreement with you. And didn't appreciate it was like a sale of a house. Then I failed. I have a flaw in my document. I don't like flaws in my documents. Okay? So that's where I care. As far as what the result is, where we go, as long as we're going legally soundly, fine. Okay? So, what I'd like to talk about is the result. What result, not the mechanism of getting there, although we should talk about that some, because you've done a significant amount of research. You enjoy the program. I want to know what the result is, and I want to talk to Gurudev about what the result you want to see how it is. And then there's all kinds of legal ways of getting there. I called my husband this morning and put him on some research for me. Vasi, many of you don't know him. He is not a lawyer, but he's dealt with intellectual property legal issues from a policy perspective for years, so he knows the policy side and the legal. So he's doing some research for me to make sure we have a sound system. And just so you know, the legal, what I asked him to do, I have many contacts in the publishing world, music publishing world, and this Creative Commons thing came out of the software industry years ago, actually created by Linux software developers years ago. And this Creative Commons thing is a new company. It's a company started in 2001, moving it into, never was really in the mainstream publishing world, moving it into the mainstream publishing world. And I noticed the other day on their website, they say, this is not for software. That's where it started. We all
it was meant to be.
All, yes, it was meant to be a way of sharing, of developing, not a way of protecting. Okay? And it's like the flip side of the coin. My training, my practice, the people in the general publishing world, general music publishing world, I have been calling a friend of mine who handles all the Harry Potter books, you know. What does she know about Creative Commons? Who uses it? How valid are these contracts? Have they been vetted? Have they been litigated? How strong are they? Those kind of things I want to know before we say, yeah, let's do that. Might be the, as a matter of fact, it might be the best way to ease me of a lot of work. So I'd be happy. But I want to make sure it's valid. Those contracts are sound. That company's sound and it's going to be around a while. Okay? So the result is a good result. So bottom line is, when you think about it, and we talk Creative Commons, think about it as a system that was developed for the flip side of what normal copyright law was developed for. Normal copyright law was to protect the artists, the authors, the musicians, to protect them so that nobody could steal their stuff. Right? This open source thing, the Creative Commons thing, was get them out there. Linux needed some help to compete with Microsoft. So let's get it out there. Let's get everybody helping. That's kind of the big, it was one called Creative Commons and it was called.
It's an open source movement.
Yeah, that's the whole concept. It's a different, it's a flip side of the coin. So I don't know how strong the hooks are. If we want hooks to prevent something adverse from happening that we don't want to have happen in those countries, okay? So that's an unknown for me. I have to do my research. Okay, now, so you see where I'm coming from? I'm up here, you guys are down here. I got to get, Radhakanta is instructing me, and I, you know, get down here so we can get this, go back and go full circle, and get everybody to trust us. Okay.
I wanted to make one comment about Gurudev's written and spoken desire about his IP, which I've heard and I have. If you have the internet, we can pull it up. There's a signed PDF document where Gurudev has said that his desire, he created the Bhakti Trust for a reason, for legal reasons, and one of it is for protecting his copyrights in the future. So, I mean, I'd be interested to know from the three of you that if this is Gurudev's desire, and this is something that he's, you know, felt that that's what he wants to do with his IP, and he trusts those individuals that he selected to do that, to work in cooperation with all of you to make sure that happens. I mean, regardless of, you know, you've had a few exchanges you didn't, you know, that you feel bad about with the GBP. Regardless of that, you know some of the individuals here. You know Gurudev. You've given your life to Gurudev. You're serving Gurudev. If Gurudev's desire is to do this, then why? I'm trying to understand your reasoning for second guessing Gurudev on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. I would like to hear from you.
Go ahead.
Well, can I just ask, what is second guessing?
First of all,
means you. Gurudev says that I want my IP to be in the hands of BTI, and they think that for some reason that that's not appropriate because of individuals on the BTI or their past history or whatever.
The fact of the matter is, no one's ever told us to this second.
Huh?
I don't even know what this
BTI No one's even told us this.
There's been no public
announcement. And I've heard just recently
Just yesterday I heard the exact opposite
to that. So, you know, well, what are we going on here?
Okay.
I would like Krishna.
Let's try and get those questions addressed.
Maybe Krishna Karunya
will be able to.
You know what BTI is, right? You've heard of BTI.
Yes. And okay. Gurudev said that BTI is there not to be controllers but to serve.
Right.
So it's very good now that we're doing this thing, so then everyone is facilitated. Because really, we cannot separate Gurudev from his mission.
Right.
So, like me, like, take me as part of GVP. It's not like we're against GVP. Like, I'm GVP, like, we're working.
You've been GVP before GVP was GVP.
Yeah, so, and what is GVP? GVP is Gurudev's Brihad Mridanga, you know, to spread his Gurudev's, like, mission. That's what Gurudev is writing for. He has a mission, he's sharing all his knowledge, right, that he's received.
Right.
So, now when we talk about intellectual property, now there's a whole concept from the materialist point, and I would say it's very different from our, and it's not really like, for the materialist, intellectual property means like, I did this thing, and no one can use it. If you use it, you have to pay me. You know, like, yeah. And I'm the doer, and you have to pay me, right? That's, and it's like a commodity. It's like my capital, so you know, to gain profit. But Gurudev, intellectual property of Gurudev is for everybody because he's sharing it, so everyone can have this gift of Mahaprabhu. That's actually mainly his mission.
Mm-hmm.
So, like if we take for example this copyright, there's just some concern. That, like, because there's theory and there's practice. So I'm just gonna say something according to my practical situation. It's like by theory, you may say that yes, why not signing everything to Gurudev? We can do that. Like, there's no problem with that. But there is some practical situation on our part that you may consider, oh, we're not really surrendered, and we kind of fear about what might happen in the future when Gurudev is not here, and then someone, you know, because if we look, for example, in the past, like Prabhupada, for example, his successor was Ananta Basudev. He gave all his property to Ananta Basudev. He deviated.
Bhaktisiddhanta
Saraswati Prabhupada. He became Babaji. All his property became, he took all properties. Now, if there was this copyright thing, he would have controlled everything. Now, there would have been so much problem for Swami Maharaj, for our farm Gurudev. Like right now, we have the harmonist. All these articles were translated from the Gaudiya and all those works of Prabhupada's disciples. Those are not copyrighted, they're in public domain now. So that's why we're able to share it. But if it would have been protected, so-called protected by,
What do you think about, you mentioned public domain. So first of all, let me make a statement and then I want to ask you a question. The statement is, I think everybody I've talked to that's GVP or been set BTI or set up these things wants to make sure there's cooperation, wants to make sure the voices are heard, wants to make sure that those that are actually in the trenches doing the work are part of whatever, the man, you know, we're kind of dumping administration and dumping legal org structure on top of what was there. Because for there to be an effective transition for the future, when Gurudev's here, it doesn't matter. He runs the show, right? I mean, ultimately, he runs the show. But he realized that when he's not here, he wanted some legal organizational structure.
Can I say something?
So that's it, but it's the view, perception is, and it, the reality is it's being shoved down on people. And we're not doing, we, and I'll take responsibility, although I don't even know who knows what, and I don't even know everything, but trying to get the communication avenues open. We need to do that. So we need help in making sure we're effective at that and you guiding us as to how to do that. And then I have a question for you.
I'd like to hear, because I made a statement,
yeah,
and there was a question to,
yeah,
them. And
so
I'd still like to hear.
I know you
want to explain a lot of things,
yeah,
about
but
your
I
feelings
think it,
on this.
It will be answered by his question.
Please let him speak.
I'm trying to understand.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Well, we let him speak,
yeah,
as long,
well,
as she's spoken. You'll get,
like,
your answer.
There's a whole spectrum of discussion when it comes to copyright.
It's not just copyright, there's a whole lot of other stuff.
Yeah, yes, but we're talking about, right, like, I just want to focus on,
okay,
copyright for now.
Yeah, okay.
So
that's
then,
why we're here.
Yeah, because that's why we're here.
Why don't you finish and then
please
ask the
question.
Yeah.
And also, within the copyright, let me just focus also just on Gurudev,
okay,
not on, like, individuals and their own copyright or whatever. So, let's say, for example, the copyright law is like the no trespassing law before the airplanes were invented. You know, the concept of the the no trespassing is like there's a border line, and every all the that extend to the top and bottom, if you go over that, that's trespassing. That was before the airplanes were invented. But when there was technology and the already, you know, you cannot really criminalize people for flying over. There was some court cases like that, and the judge just says, like, it's just common sense. Now, here, right now, if you look at our present time, everyone's got computers, we have internet. The computer is a copying machine. And internet is just like a network of copying machines. So, say, it is our mission to spread, to, you know, all the message, right? So we want people to copy, we want people to distribute. We all say book distribution. So it's kind of hypocritical on our part to say, yeah, book distribution, but then we put on the things on the internet, but then they cannot even copy because by copyright, it means no copying, no distribution, no public performance, right? That's just one of the bundles.
Without permission.
Yeah, without permission. So let's say, disciples. Any disciples of Gurudev, it's not even their right, it is their duty to spread what they've learned from Gurudev. It is basic principle in spiritual life. It's totally opposite of material life. In material life, if you have something, you give it away, it'll be gone.
So what
but in spiritual life, if you have something, you have to give it, otherwise you lose it.
So
the same thing.
No, I'm not saying that.
Because that's why.
It's an option though.
Yes, it's an option though. And actually, I met Jamuna Prasad yesterday. It seems like he was really into even giving to public domain.
Yeah.
Because that's, we can see in our.
It's just an option.
Yeah. So that's what, but here, for example, for us, we're kind of like making people have this option, you know, the Creative Commons. Because we see, like actually before, I was also kind of like I was still studying. I don't want to like quickly, you know, like
sign.
Yeah, no, not just sign about the copyright, but I also was
otherwise
thinking of some solution.
You're down here. So how can we make sure?
So for example, Creative Commons. I was studying before, and the more I study, actually, the more I feel like this is good. This is very practical for us.
Mm-hmm.
See, because right now with copyright, what we're doing is whether we like it or not, if people are, let's say, sending in, like say for the harmonists, we have all our articles, right? We're sending online. If it's copyrighted, not Creative Commons, just plain copyright, if they send it by emails, you know, they're sharing it, actually we're making them criminals. By definition of copyright law, they're criminals because we're not giving them, like, they're not asking permission from us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have like express license that you're free to distribute. It's all rights reserved. So with Creative Commons, it's just that the copyright owner is giving it's their tool so that they can specifically specify, okay, this you can do and this you cannot do. Like for us, we're preaching, so it's like we're empowering all the other people also to do the preaching.
The
at the same time, you have some way to protect it. Like you can say no derivatives. That means you cannot change it, but you can share it. You can.
Right.
It's an option.
Right.
So, or else, if you don't want them to make profit out of this, you can make non-commercial.
Right.
So you can use it, but don't use it commercially.
And all you're doing is implementing a license.
This is just a license.
What portions of the sticks are you willing to give out and who? That's what
But this to be done, I understand, we have to make sure that Gurudev owns the copyright. So we're not opposed to Gurudev owning the copyright.
Okay.
We just want Gurudev to have use full control of his copyright to make his mission more, like
right,
spread more.
Absolutely.
And make use of his copyright to help him spread.
We are on the same page.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but this is our concern.
This is our result.
I'm just talking according to our time now, because actually the copyright law is kind of out of time now. Like in this present technology, the internet, it is like totally, we're making people criminals because of the copyright law.
I have a question to clarify this, because the GVP board has also agreed totally with what he's saying.
Absolutely.
That it's Gurudev's desire and our desire to see that his works are freely distributed, freely, you know,
right,
presented everywhere. So my question is, if we use the copyright symbol or use copyright in some way, can't that be, is it always restricted the way he's saying that no one can distribute those works legally?
When you say Circle C, all rights reserved, yes, technically, yes.
They have to get permission before they do anything.
Correct. There is...
Is there any variation of that?
Absolutely.
Where we allow,
absolutely,
you know, publication as long as it's not changed?
Absolutely. There's two aspects of it. One is fair use, which we've talked about. Mm-hmm. You can use for educational purposes, which is, for the most part, pretty much all of it.
Right.
For your own personal use. It's on my to-do list to make sure it's clarified, but I needed to get clarification from Verity that this is the way he wanted it, because yes, from the strict rule of law, Circle C, all rights reserved, you can have that book, but you can't go make a copy of it. You can't go to the photocopy machine and make a copy of it. You can't scan it in. And he's absolutely right. Absolutely right. That's what that means. The other aspect of it, though, is how do you enforce it? Okay. From what I have understood, Gurudev's wish is not to enforce it. It's to allow us the ability to enforce it if there's an adverse party that is maybe denigrating Gurudev or somehow using it in a fashion that you don't want. Now, so
how do you accomplish both objectives? That's the question. How do we protect Gurudev's legacy at the same time stifle distribution?
So there are a number of legal avenues. What we have to decide is where do we want to get, right? Where do we want to get? There's ways of establishing systems and mechanism to get there. This is one mechanism. He's putting out this as the Creative Commons logos that they've created. This group of attorneys, what they did, this group of attorneys got together and realized, and do you know exactly where people are using this? Because I don't see it. Who's using it?
Silicon Valley.
Like, for example,
outside of software. I want to be outside of software because this started
in Australia.
Yeah,
the public,
that's where it started.
No. It's not in America.
It's
Lars Lessig. You know, he's the
Creative Commons.
Yeah,
prior to Creative Commons.
Prior to Creative Commons,
Australia.
There's this whole open source movement.
Yeah.
You know, because they know like there's proprietary software.
Yeah.
People.
But I want to be outside of software.
In publishing.
Where
is it
used outside of software?
Yes. Like, for example, even Amazon.com, they have, there's a certain, in India, there's one publishing, it's Pratap Publisher or something. All their books are Creative Commons.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, this database in Australia, they were copyrighted by the government. Now it's 80% Creative Commons.
Well, government, at least in the United States, the government doesn't own a copyright, so.
Yeah, that's in
so
some countries.
It's
like,
free.
So like I'm just telling you that even the government and now also libraries, they're so happy with Creative Commons because it solves their headache, you know, tracing copyright owners.
Well, all right. The publishing houses, typical publishing houses, don't use it. It's not a bad thing for us because the goals
different.
Yeah, I'm telling that we don't try to make our organization, our society, try to fit in the law. We try to make the law fit in our society because
we're
in a different
that's
situation.
That's not necessarily true.
Because, like, let's say we're not a business organization. Even though, like, even big businesses, actually, there's one, I forgot his name. He had a whole print run like sold out after he made a Creative Commons. Because all his works were put in the internet and people have the chance to read it. And he put it non-commercial. And so then because of that, they had exposure to it.
Let me explain.
If you put it on the internet, it increases sales. Krishna Kriti said something important, and I want to highlight. You said, we're not legal systems in society, our society. We're not trying to mold our society to fit into legal systems. Really what we should, and I think Manju, you're here really to try to mold the legal system however we can to fit.
Well,
Gruda.
No,
in our society.
I disagree. I'm not changing the legal system.
No, not changing.
That's what molding means.
What I'm trying to do
is educate you what the legal system is. Now, how can we accomplish our goals with the legal system,
what it is?
Right. So, yeah, we are trying to fit within the legal system, but we have to figure out a creative way to fit.
I think we just don't want to give up our goals, so what we need to talk about
is the goals. Okay,
as
this
a society and what Gurudev.
Yes.
Yeah,
what
is
Gurudev's goals? Let me explain, because I don't think everybody knows Creative Commons. That's the details. Okay, I want to be big picture. Big picture is.
He knows more than you.
It's a nonprofit company that was started by attorneys in 2001 to move the system of sharing software, shareware, or open source into the mainstream book, music, whatever, publishing world. It is an attempt, and I think it's a good attempt, at doing what you say, which was, we got to take this in, you know, copyright law is archaic. We've got to pull it into the 21st century with the internet. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. It is a company that has, all they have done is a bunch of me's created contracts.
They're not corporate lawyers, though. I mean, like, we're corporate lawyers, they kind of like, protect the corporation.
Their intellectual property.
No, they're
lawyers.
Intellectual property.
Yeah, they're
intellectual
lawyers. Property
and
they're using the law
to reform it.
Yeah.
To reform,
they're working within the law to create licenses, to create different bundles of sticks, to give basically boilerplate licenses. There's a number of different licenses. And we can get into the details if somebody wants to, and I'll let you explain the details, because I don't know what all the symbols necessarily mean.
Yeah, just
but they're bottom line dealing with different bundles of sticks and how many rights you're going to give away. Bottom line. So it's a mechanism to reach a goal. The goal being, again, it's a flip side of the coin, being more open and distributive than being more protective.
Mm. So that's what we want.
Absolutely. I don't say it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if in that connection we can give him a solid 15 minutes to explain anything.
Sure, if you want to know the details, go for it.
Okay, so actually the Creative Commons, it's one of the ones who come up with these ideas were those lawyers who were against those copyright extensions. You know, with the copyright, actually the whole copyright came up with the printing press. Like, when the printing press was there, then there was a need to protect before there was the public domain, and from the public domain, artists, they use materials, right? And they make their own creations, paintings, or authors, they make writings. And so, only the printers have the money, have all the facility to print, when the printing press was there. So there is a tendency for like other printers to like kind of, we call it piracy, you know, like for publishers. So then the government imposed this kind of law to protect authors, artists, and it's like something to regulate publishers for the protection of the artists and, you know, the writers, for the benefit of the people, because if these artists, these creators are discouraged, then there will be no more for the people, like, works. Now, with the creation, with this advancement of technology, we can see that there's computers and internet. Now we don't even need this printing press. You know, we have our printers. We can do on ourselves already. Like, people basically can just put in the internet, and so many people immediately can have the materials. So then, now the big corporations, they have made it so that now copyright is being used not anymore to regulate them. It's not anymore a regulatory system for the publishers, but it's now being used by the publishers to regulate the public from utilizing the work in the name of the artists or the authors. Because before it was just 14 years after the death of the author or the artist, then it enters the public domain. Now they have managed to extend it, right? And it goes even up to 90 years. So this author, these lawyers, they're geeky lawyers, they're into this computer and everything. They thought, like, you know, they're against this thing. So they actually had a court case in the US, court case against these extensions of copyright. But then they lost the court case. So then they thought of, we cannot fight it, we can make something to reform it, to try to fit with the technology. And they got this idea from the open source movement of the computer, you know, like, there's this big corporations, Microsoft, they make software, and no one knows the source code, how it's done. And everyone is just at their mercy, you know, like, if there's any bugs, they have to wait for it to be resolved. And then so later on, it can be solved. So there's this whole movement, open source movement, that, okay, let's make our own software and we'll make it available for free. And then so many people are actually just like helping. That's happened with Linux. And now this whole system actually is just like spreading this whole kind of philosophy in open source. So like, for example, the internet, you see the Wikipedia, it's become the biggest encyclopedia. How? Because everyone's participating. It's they're having this participatory culture instead of a restrictive culture. So like, come, like, let's help. So that's why here they call it Creative Commons, because it's like, it's for the people, you know, for people's creativity. Come, let's go. So I just saw, like, it's kind of practical to our situation as a movement, wherein we're sharing this gift of Mahaprabhu. We're sharing. Guru is writing all these books because he wants it shared. And when we say protection, like, we want to protect Gurudev's intellectual property or these books, it's not like no one can own it. We all, you know, we have the full control. It's not like that. Let's say you have all your files, important files. Just put it in your hard drive. Your hard drive crash and it's finished. So let's say, okay, you make as many copies, so then everyone can have these copies, and that way, it remains. If your hard drive crash, someone's hard drive, the files are still there. So the same way, like Gurudev's books, the more people has it, and like the original has it, even maybe someone may try to like kind of change it and try to make it, you know, do something bad. The original is there. They can always say, you know, they can see. But anyway, so these are, in Creative Commons, just a licensing thing, that the copyright owner has his tool to make people be aware that, you know, these are the things you can do and you cannot do. So like, the most restrictive, from the most restrictive to the most kind of liberal, almost a public domain. So you can see mainly like just logos. So CC, when you see this logo, buy, or it's either a buy or just this person, that means attribution. Like, you can use my work, whatever you want to do, you can copy, distribute, make public performance, you can do derivatives, but just credit me. You just have to credit me. So
that's our current Acharya system.
That's the current
Acharya system.
It's not even crediting, it's just public domain, the Acharya system. Crediting.
Well, out of the Vaishnava etiquette.
Yeah, they
are credited.
We credit them.
Like Gurudev did with Gita Govind and other, he'll credit the Acharyas. So Gurudev is already doing this.
So then, Creative Commons, buy and share, like, actually this is what we do with the harmonist. And I know Manju was telling, like, there's some She's not into this kind of a license.
What does share alike mean?
Share alike means you can use our materials, you can even make derivative works. Derivative meaning you can translate it, you can make audiobooks, you can make movies, you can make all sorts of different media out of this work. But then you cannot copyright your work, meaning like full copyright. You have to share it also. You have to make it also Creative Commons.
So it's a conditional license.
Yeah, this is the open source.
It's practically public domain. The only catch is they can't copyright it. It remains in the public domain.
Plus they have to give the credit to the original.
Yeah, they have to credit. So then people can really trace. If they do something.
Okay.
If they do something,
so
you know.
With this one then, this doesn't have the yes say, therefore. You can't do that.
You can't change it.
You can't change it.
No, they both can share it, but this one, you can even copyright it.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you can copyright it.
Oh, I see.
But this one, you cannot. You have to share it also. It has to be created, same license.
Oh, so this one.
Copyright a derivative. Can copyright a derivative.
Yeah, right? Like here, this is.
Oh, you can copyright the derivative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't copyright the original.
No, you can't copyright. Because that's already.
Oh. That's why Creative Commons.
Well, no. See, that's my point. You can't copyright the original.
Mm-hmm. But just the derivative.
Only the derivative.
And this one, you cannot copyright your derivative. You have to share it. Understand?
Mm.
But there's no derivative. You cannot do any derivatives.
This third one.
Do they have to say that?
But then there's also like non-commercial. You have to attribute, but you cannot use it commercially.
But that will hurt preaching because you may have other publishers.
Yeah, and then no commercial, share alike. It's just the same, but just non-commercial. But then also now they have.
Non-commercial means what?
You can't make money.
You can use
it,
but you cannot make business out of it.
That means
you can't make any profit.
So Mundell wanted to print our books. They couldn't.
They cannot do.
But that means if the Germans wanted
to make a translation and sell the books.
But that means if our customers wanted to make profit, could they or could they not?
Well, that means the book distributors can't mark them up when they sell
No.
We're just
only if they print it themselves. They can't print it themselves.
Oh.
So that's why we didn't choose the non-commercial. We just wanted to share alike.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, non-commercial.
So which one are you suggesting?
I see.
No, actually, it's up to.
Which one, for the harmonist, we
did this, and I talked to Gurdev like just briefly about this. I told him that Gurdev, in the harmonist, we have all different acharyas articles. We translated there. All these articles are not copyrighted.
Yeah.
And now we're translating. We don't want to copyright it also. But we want to make sure that no one else can take it and also make copyright out of it. So then we're going to make it, like in this license, you know, it's like copyleft actually.
Oh.
This is the copyleft.
Oh, because of the harness, you can't even copyright it anyways because the chariots aren't here.
We could if we...
Up until this year,
the harness is already a derivative work. It's a translation.
Copyright from public domain. Up until a year ago, the harness has been copyrighted. But that means...
Since we're the first one to do it,
now
therefore we own it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
translating. Because nobody else is doing the Acharya articles. So it's... I see. Thank you.
No, because they're translations.
Yeah. They're derivatives.
We can't copyright the Bengali or
Sanskrit. But you could copyright the derivatives.
Yeah. But the
if
translation...
If somebody wanted to do with the translation, they could do it. Because the original is not translated. But they
so what,
just
like
simply
how do you make a judgment? What's the derivative? Can you define? I mean, how do you make a judgment? I mean, if you just change a punctuation, it becomes a derivative.
She's a lawyer, she can.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah.
That's a difficult question to answer. Is changing a typographical error, correcting a typographical error, derivative? Putting a comma in someplace can change the whole meaning. So it could be, I have to go back and look at that derivative, but the share alike thing, could you take a piece of artwork that's in the harmonist in one of those articles?
That's why.
Shamarani's artwork. And make a poster out of it.
No, it's
well,
not.
That's a derivative in the
it's,
broad
it's
sense.
It's clearly explained there that otherwise noted.
Yeah, I know.
It's
share
alike. So, like on her artwork, it's
copyright
Shamarani.
Well,
right.
We don't get
there's
into the
whole system
right
how
now.
To apply this thing.
I
All right, so this is, I'm understanding what the positive aspects are to this.
Let's get into that later.
So, what about the negative aspects to creative commons? Yeah, he's explained the positive aspects to creative commons, which I think you all agree to. So let's talk about the negative ramifications of creative commons.
Can I say something about that in form of a question? Because Manju, Didi and I were speaking yesterday, and her concern, which is all of our concern, that if somebody in creating a derivative does something very offensive to Gurudev, how do we do something to go after that person and make them stop? Is that ability possible in creative commons?
No.
The thing is, we don't even need a copyright to protect. I mean, to kind of, because there's other like cases, right? Defamation, plagiarism, and like other cases. Copyright is mainly just you're using my stuff, you have to pay me. It's basically just
if
like
you
that.
You can stop people from printing something.
Yeah, like for example, the Git Govinda, for example, the mandala or their production, they put Gurudev's book in their thing, and they're telling about like
Git
how
Govinda.
Git Govinda is like a very
in that documentary they made on
right,
the
Shila
Saraswati. They used that as an example of what he didn't like. Shila Saraswati Thakur was against, you know, people getting into Gita Govinda, and they flashed Gurudev's
So, for us,
is that an example? For example, that's copyrighted book. Right?
That's a copyrighted book.
So they should have had permission from us to even show that book on our video.
We could have sued them and like for copyright, but we did not do. Why? Because our whole process is okay. Shamarni put a whole website and explaining the whole philosophy, and you know like.
Let's look at what she's saying, because that's all of our concern, isn't it really? That someone's going to write a derivative work, change the Siddhanta, put Gurudev's name on it, put his picture as the Acharya after Gurudev, and create a scandal. So under this system, is there any? I'd like to hear from Manju what she knows also.
It
is there
depends
any protection?
Which license you choose.
But Prabhu, hold on.
Well, I'm asking Manju.
Okay, but you have to say which license, because
It
depends on which license.
Well,
there's six options.
I think Manju had that question for Krishna.
Lisa, let me answer that.
Okay.
I think we're making a mistake by using Creative Commons as one, thinking of it as one thing. It's not one thing, it's a system. But it's a system of licenses. It's a way of bundling sticks easily. And not having to go to attorneys to do it. You can just do it yourself. He is correct. Everything Krishna Karimi said is absolutely correct. Except the plagiarism. It's tied to copyright. Everything he said is absolutely correct. It's a way of allowing an individual author to avoid having to go to legal, pay the big legal bills, have me draft the license. Okay. These are contracts creating different rights that are given out. So if I was drafting something, a book, and I wanted it out there, and I think, you know, for the most part, I just want to make sure my name is out there and get some credit for it. I might use this, and I'm not going to control anybody. I don't have the money to sue them anyway. We've talked about that. If you don't have the time and money to sue anyway, are you going to even do anything? So,
what's the downside?
Pardon?
Is there any downside to
So there. To be able to answer the question of the downside, I have to review each and every contract. I have not done so.
Each and every contract?
There are six contracts.
Okay.
Each one of these represents
six
different
ways
contract.
Of bundling sticks.
There's actually six, and they have also CC+, wherein you can put your name of the company, so in case they want more rights other than the one you specified. Like let's say you say non-commercial and they want to make commercial use, they can ask permission from you.
I don't know all the downsides, right? I don't know all
Are there
the,
any downsides that you know about?
Well, when I read the SA contract, and that was where you suggested I ask Krishna Karunya, I didn't see in the essay contract, the share all, that's basically, to me it looked like giving all the sticks away. They're not, one downside, they're not easy to read. They take a long time to try and understand. The definitions are not real clear. What is a derivative work? Good question. They're dependent on this company existing and continuing to exist.
The company?
The nonprofit company who created these contracts.
They haven't done a creative comment on the contracts?
They have already, like, how many...
It's a company. How relevant is it that the company is there or not? Because the option is contracts.
So. Yeah. I mean, if we want to use the system, it's based on putting in this...
It's like a link to an internet section.
I have. I was going to show them... You put these little icons.
It's okay. I've seen it's a website, right?
Yeah, you put these little icons on.
And we use the website so easily. I mean, if the company fails, you could just.
We switch.
You just create your own website.
No, you just have your own licenses.
You own what?
You'd have to figure out a system to have your own licenses. Because what is this doing? You put these icons in the copyright
section. Yeah.
So someone can look at those icons. And go to the Creative Commons, you say what the contract is, and you say what the website is, and then the person who purchased the book or is interested in maybe publishing it himself or herself, they go to that website and they can get a copy of the contract.
Hmm.
So really, the system works as long as the company is. It makes it simple for us.
It's simplified because of the company's existence.
Right.
Doesn't mean if the company's not there, it's impossible.
We could post our own contract.
You can just post your own website. Website.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, we could develop our own little thing. Okay.
Like right now, there's so many, like let's say, so many people are using now this Creative Commons, and it makes so much easier. Like for example, the Harmonist. I find so many of, like it solved so much problems of us. Doing copyright infringement because so many materials are already there. Like if you go Flickr.com or some other, there's so many websites already. They've got all pictures and all materials that you can use as all licensing, either just buy, or
you're doing it on the website. I think that's where
then you use it.
I think that's where it's being used more than in real world hardcover publishing.
Uh-huh.
I think it's being used more. In websites.
So what protection does it give? Off derivative publications. Any protection for?
In the derivative contract, so the bundle with this one contract where you have no derivative works, you then have the power if someone makes a derivative work to still sue them because you haven't given up that aspect.
No derivatives, right? But he's suggesting to use
the share all. Would be no control.
No control whatsoever.
What control?
I don't mind having no derivatives. At least don't criminalize people. That's the first thing.
The book as it is, frozen in time. Anyone can distribute it.
Right.
The share all. Krishnakarni, did you see any hook for getting anybody?
I see that, like for the share alike, for example, I see that people can do something, but I see also that if we make it no derivatives, then we're gonna restrict also the other people from translating.
So already the
material itself, the original, is already even public domain. They can even also do the same thing. I know those other devotees, they know the Siddhanta well. If someone, let them say something and we can make a debate or we can write something or Shamarani did, she wrote a whole website explaining Prabhupada's in answer to how they did the Git Govinda, how they used the Git Govinda.
And it was a lot more effective than suing them.
And also, you can trace, because you have attribution, you can trace where's the original.
So, right. But the bottom line is, in answer to Radhakanta's question is, I have to review each and every contract to see, each one is different, to see what the downside for me right now is the unknown. He says, yes, a lot of people are using it. Not in my world, and I'm in the more of the arcane.
So you have to do some research and find out.
So, so I need a little time to do some research. I was not sure what you wanted.
Well, but, I'm just opening up the idea.
No, I think it's a wonderful idea. And actually, as Anita and I were brainstorming, they're like, heck, with a share all, we don't even have to worry about the system we need to set up for making translations into German or Spanish.
Yeah.
Hey, derivative work comes under that, so maybe we don't have to worry about anything. Maybe it is. Maybe it is the answer to my prayers of not having to have, you know, big
hours and hours of contracts.
Or more of Anita's prayers than mine, actually.
Maybe you just do more budget.
Downside is the unknown. The downside is it's packaged. If we wanted to modify it in any way, it's difficult to do.
Or correct a spelling error.
No. That's a separate thing. I'm talking the contracts.
He's saying
they're fixed. No. The contracts. The contracts are fixed.
Wait,
D6.
D6 contracts, but he said that you could also add more bubbles.
Yeah, CC plus, yeah.
But if you're
actually,
selecting one
you
of these
study
contracts.
More. It's not good to just say something and you haven't studied. Yeah. So I would suggest, like, maybe we should study this more.
Absolutely.
Like, I just heard that you can also change the contract later on.
Yeah.
Another aspect to investigate is the aspect of suing.
That's one thing. I made a call this morning. I told you I had my husband researching some things. I have him calling some people, well, now tomorrow, to find out how much litigation have these been litigated? Have they been standing up? What kind of problems are we seeing? The only way you see real problems with contracts is when they're litigated. So what kind of problems are we seeing with them? How can we modify them? What's the system for modification? There's basically, I'm not saying no, I'm saying we have questions we have to evaluate. That's why saying not a no, I'm saying can we not get embroiled in the details, but let's jump to what is the result we want to accomplish. Then let me and Krishna Karunya go do our research to figure out what the best way mechanism is to get there. I would like to us be a team.
I think though the best way to figure it out. There's a question for Gurudev though, is does he when he said he wants to trust the BTI with his intellectual property, is the intention is that they become does he want them to stay as they are? So no one can change them, or is he comfortable with people making?
Well, that's what's going on now. There's all kinds of even the reprints, the second, the third editions, they're all derivatives.
Right.
They're all being changed. They're all being improved.
But GDP holds the copyright, so they have the right to do that right now. Does he mind other people taking his works and using them?
GDP owns the copyright.
He has this. Yeah,
we don't own any copyright. That was the beginning
GDP
of our discussion.
GDP doesn't own any copyright.
Nobody owns.
Some.
GDP owns no copyrights.
He owns a lot of them. He owns some.
We had a discussion in the beginning, you weren't here, about who actually owns copyrights.
But he owns some
people sign those initial assignments.
No, it's like 60 or 70% of people
really
sign.
Okay.
You know, I've worked on so many books and nobody even asked me.
You never signed a thing with Sundar Gopal?
I thought I saw your name.
You weren't in Badger, never. Were you in Badger?
No, she was not.
Yeah, that was the only time we did it.
Well, we can
it was
ask
the
you now.
Badger, Houston.
No, I'm going for Creative
Commons.
Houston.
No, but to do Creative Commons.
That if your books are going, I've worked on so many books, and you say you've got the copyrights, but I was never
part of it. Before you go to Creative Commons, you have to sign.
Gurudev can't do Creative Commons, so everyone.
So if it goes to Creative Commons, everyone still has to sign.
Yeah, we have to sign.
And we're happy to sign.
And we're fashion design. Actually, it's Jai Gopal. He made like a alternative, you know, like license.
It probably has to be more legal.
It needs to be. It's just like a sample case, you know.
But basically, the idea covers everything.
But basically, it said, I will assign if you do this.
Yeah.
Can I say something? I would like to ask Vishnu Prabhu to expand on what he began to talk about before, which is the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and what happens after every single solitary acharya leaves the world. It may be being understood by the members of the GVP board or members of the BTI board that when we editors or publishers say that we trust now while Gurudev is here, but not after Gurudev leaves, that it's taken as a personal thing. Well, I know Radhakanta Prabhu's private life, and how can I trust him with the legacy of Gurudev? That it's absolutely nothing like that. And Radhakanta Prabhu may believe, but I'm going to stick with Gurudev forever. But what if some bogus guru comes along and he gets swayed by that bogus guru? And what if another bogus guru comes along and who's opposite of that bogus guru, and Anita gets swayed by that bogus guru?
Same thing can happen to all the individual authors.
And the same thing can happen.
It can happen to anybody.
Anybody. So therefore, this Creative Commons, he was explaining to us in Vrindavan, Creative Commons protects the world from all of us, from the editors, the publishers. So I would like him to expand on that. And because when he said something about Ananta Vasudev, I think Manju said, but we're all going to try really hard after Gurudev leaves to do the thing right. That's our mission. So, and it's not, also, it's not an emotional charge when the senior devotees who've come out of ISKCON say what happened in ISKCON, that as soon as our Prabhupada left, all the heads became corrupt. But more than having the personal experience, having read Gurudev's books and hearing so many of his lectures, we know it's the history. It's the history right after Param Gurudev left, the leaders became corrupt in Gurudev society. Right after Srila Vaman Maharaj left, they wanted to kick Gurudev out of the society. The same people who Gurudev was sitting on the stage with, they wanted to kick Gurudev out of the society and sue him for misusing money. And as he mentioned, when Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati left, same thing. When Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur left, same thing. Before Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, same thing. And he had to reinstate the actual philosophy and integrity of the Gaudiya line. So it's not a criticism of any individual. It's a vision of the whole thing that we want to protect the world from. I want to protect the world from me. I don't know what's going to happen to me after Gurudev leaves. I mean, I had a lot of problems after Prabhupada left. And then I had to come back in the right line. So I wonder if you could explain just a few minutes on that.
I just want to say, there is a reluctance for people, like, because they can see there's a difference between offering your rights to Gurudev and offering your rights to an institution.
Exactly.
So there's some reluctance in signing to these rights to Gurudev, because by theory we may say like that, but by practical, there's some feeling that, yeah, it will go later on to an institution, and you know, we know already that what happened in the past. So, and we feel that having this full control, these rights for full control, no copying, no distribution, no public performance, no derivatives, all this control can be misused. So, for example, like, let's say Gurudev wrote, for example, Gauravani Pracharini. That's to glorify Swami Maharaj. He cannot even do that because, you know, legally, because ISKCON is not giving permission, copyright permission, because the institution is has full control. And so it can happen in the future later on, like any disciple of Gurudev is not, we're talking about not just their right, it is their duty to spread and to even write commentaries. If let's say we're talking about pure devotees, you know, later on. So now, if this control is within an institution, that's all right if the institution is like the members are all pure devotees, but what if not? Then if you have the control, then these pure devotees will all be restricted. They can't even glorify Gurudev. So it's just simple as that. So with Creative Commons, I just felt that there's certain things that, you know, we make available already, and it kind of solved this whole issue. Gurudev is giving the chance. He's the copyright owner, but he has this tool to clearly, you know, like this, and kind of protect this kind of situation to happen.
I want to respond to both what you said and what you said. I agree with you. I like your perspective that I don't consider myself, because I'm part of BTI, to be in a more discerning position than you or any of the editors. The only reason I'm even bringing it up is because it was Gurudev's statement and Gurudev's desire. So I think all of our goal is the same, that we want the books to be available. We don't want them to be stopped. Like the Gauravani Pracharana, you have problems. We don't want those problems in the future with our writings. We also don't want derivatives that are bogus to come out. So we have the same vision. The question only is, what is the best vehicle that will do that? Okay, and if Gurudev felt, for example, that the individual authors had the greatest integrity and he had the greatest trust in them, then he would have made the statement that I want them to hold the copyrights. But he didn't. For some reason or another, he didn't say that, and he did give this indication. So it may be that that's the best avenue. It may not. This may be the best avenue, but I think Gurudev needs to be presented with what, you know, once you do your research and you find out what's the upside and the downside to Creative Commons, present it to Gurudev. Say, Gurudev, you made a decision that your intellectual property should come in the hands of the BTI.
Krishna Kumaripa was saying
it goes to the BTI.
It to go to BTI. We want it to go to GBP.
It's how BTI.
But right on this paper of the BTI, Gurudev is saying that the BTI should be servants of all. They should take advice from the sannyasis and the advisory council how to make major decisions for the society.
Right.
So Krishna Kumaripa is saying, I think, that he wants to make the assignment, just as Manju said, to the BTI, to Gurudev, and Gurudev's heirs, the BTI and GVP. But the under the condition that the GVP and BTI don't have copyright or rights reserved.
Look, there's no infallible system. We're in the material world, okay?
Is that right?
What we need to do is we need to find the system that we have the best chance,
exactly,
right? Of attaining. If you try to say what is going to be absolute and work under all circumstances,
exactly,
it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
So if you do your research and you find out that this is the best system, then I'm all for it. But Gurudev also has to prove it.
We have to know what Gurudev's desire is. Does he want that anyone can publish? I think the first question is, does he want everyone to publish?
Okay. So before you go there, let me just change direction here. I want a list of questions that would help us know, that we'd all be comfortable with, if I write down these questions and I say, Gurudev, what do you want in this situation? And I write down his answer, I can come back to you guys and say, okay, this is what he said. Then that can help us decide how to get there. So we need to ask some very detailed questions of Gurudev. I would love that, you know, help us, instead of doing the big picture, now let's get into the weeds and ask for some detailed questions, and then I can come back to everybody and we can decide what the big picture is. So, if you can all think of that, that's what I want now. So help me create these questions. I need to start.
Okay, so the first one is do you want your
books...
And I'm
going to type.
Do you have any objection if anyone in the world reproduces your books, articles, lectures, exactly as they are? Or can only...
Without permission, it's just...
Yeah.
Is available for everyone.
Yeah, anyone without going through GVP or BTI or coming to him personally. And then the second question is
as is, reproduce.
Yeah,
as is
without changing even one comma.
Of course, we'll say yes.
Yeah, it's easy.
Of course, we'll say yes.
That one, yeah.
It leads to the next question.
No, because
question.
I was just asking,
because that's,
do you want,
that's a good, that's a
actually,
good
question. That's, no, it's an important question. It's an important question.
Okay.
There's certain,
yeah.
Right?
And then,
it's a fundamental question.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
is,
then, does he, how does he feel about people taking his text and changing it without any
oversight from
oversight.
Editorial committee or something?
Or anything, even to the point of it becoming opposedontic.
Well,
that's
like
not
that.
A question. No, it is, because that's what Cheryl, that's
yeah.
what Cheryl like
that.
But there's that risk.
That's
he should understand
that's
taken
his risk. Since time immemorial, because everything has been disputed since the time of Bhagavatam. Who was copywriting that? Somehow or other, Bhagavatam's landed in our hands perfectly intact, because actually the real protectors of the Siddhanta and Shastra is the pure Vaishnava. And pure Vaishnava ensures that the message is perfectly passed on. No copyright system, no copyleft system. The Siddhanta rests with the Vaishnava. And because of that, we have Bhagavad Gita as it is. Who was protecting it for thousands of years? Krishna even had to speak it again to Arjuna.
Yeah.
And again, so many hundreds and hundreds of years went by. And it was lost. Rupa Goswami wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu on a palm leaf. And somehow or other, it's gotten into our hands intact. What are the chances of that? It's practically negligible, except that it's Krishna's desire that that work get passed on to us, because his desire is for the jivas to come back to him by understanding the Siddhanta, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. That's his desire. He is making the arrangements. None of us are making the arrangements. Krishna himself is sending people, and they're going to be people coming in, and they are going to be misinterpreting. And that's just life. They are, and people, and it's so deep, the Siddhanta is actually so deep. It depends on the condition and the sincerity of a person's heart. If a person sincerely wants to know the absolute truth, they'll come in contact with that version. And if someone has another motivation in their heart, deep down where no one sees, it's not on this realm, it's not on this plane, they'll come in contact with another version that will lead them up the wrong path, because that's their desire. And Bhagavad Gita has been interpreted in a million different ways. There are more bogus versions than anything. Was Krishna flipped out about that? Did they try and copyright it so that no one got the wrong idea? No, because actually these things are a matter of heart. And it's a reality, it's not a sentiment I'm talking, it's actually a reality. It's a tangible reality, more tangible than this.
Actually, I'm starting to file a lawsuit on behalf of Srila Vyasadeva for unauthorized derivative works.
So should I modify that question?
So what's it say right now?
How do you feel about people taking text and changing it without editorial review?
I think he should
be
clear to him, though, that if they're share-alike or some version, not necessarily Creative Commons, but if that's our goal...
I don't want to get into all those details, because there's a lot
of... But the goal is that anyone can change it uncontrolled. There
I
is,
can change it, Gurudev. I can take your book, and I can write it however I want.
To the point where...
What do
they'll,
I
want? You can,
isn't
that
suitable?
If they
put Gurudev's name, they make a derivative work and they fill the book with other Siddhanta and put Gurudev's name intact and call it Bhakti Rasamrita, you know, Bhajana Rahasya. Isn't that suable?
Yes.
It depends.
Okay. Let's ask, put this in the form of a question in a specific situation. I don't want to get it, asked anything.
You want an example.
I want an example. Gurudev, are you fine with this happening?
Someone,
or is it okay if someone does this? Is that okay? Is that maybe, how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
Is it okay if... So let's put these in forms of questions and specific examples where I can get, here's a situation, Gurudev. When we have the situation in mind, then we can come and know his answer to that situation. Then we can decide what best mechanism. So how do I put that in a question?
Someone takes Jiva Dharma.
She was just making a comment.
But if you take Jiva Dharma, say someone takes Jiva Dharma.
No, she followed it up with an additional question.
Being, what did I say?
Or she's having
if somebody changes the text, so it's kind of key to this.
If someone takes Vajina Rahasya, you want a specific example. You want a specific book?
Well, I don't want to name the okay, books, because okay. I'll screw up the name. I won't say it right. Let's
Murder Gita.
Question is similar to hers. If someone
changes the text to changes the Siddhanta in the book and keeps your name and the title, isn't that it?
Yes.
Then, do you have a concern? Are you concerned that this about this?
Do you want us to set up some type of system or ability to enforce? In other words, Gurudev says, don't worry about these things. If they happen, they happen, and just go on with the positive publishing.
But
maybe he's not so concerned. Like you're saying, there's going to be so many unauthorized books out there. Should we be concerned about it?
He might not be concerned about it.
So
Shut up, Dignity. Personally, as his disciple, if there's something with his name which misrepresents the Siddhanta, who's going to be happy about that?
I'm not saying that.
But there's
I'm not
other
saying
ways
that.
To deal with it besides suing.
Yeah, that's
like what his point was with Shamarani. Whole article,
ways?
And she corrected
What's
the philosophy. She corrected the philosophy and explained this version's wrong without taking it to court and suing them.
So is it okay if someone takes your text and changes the Siddhanta without editorial review and puts your name on it? Is it okay?
Okay.
Then he'll say, well, yeah, depends how they change it, how severe it is. And
wait, hold on. But Gurudev will be concerned. I mean, I think Gurudev, you have to tag this question with the assumption that your publishing entity exists with an editorial board.
As long as
there's a publishing entity.
As long as the bona fide version is available.
Because if you ask this question, Gurudev's like, of course not. I want my publishing entity to be, you know.
Like, as long as there's a bona fide version available. If somebody else takes it and.
There needs to be a footnote to that.
Yeah.
As long as the original.
See, the thing is, because yeah, of course we don't want this to happen. But then, what if the ones who owns the copyright, they themselves start changing and putting all of us in there? Let's say, look at ISKCON. They have the copyright, right? And they have this whole system of
Modifying?
No, I'm talking about, you know, like you don't need a Diksha Guru, like.
Right.
Prabhupada is.
The
Ritvik. Yeah. They have this Ritvik, and they're quoting all things from Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And that's totally Apasiddhanta.
The Jiva fell from Vaikuntha.
Yeah, the copyright is not protecting that.
Yeah, right.
The question is, who's going to make the decision as to what is Apasiddhanta and what's not?
Sadhguru
again.
Okay, and who's going to decide who's the Sadhguru?
What's
your
Sukriti?
Exactly.
You can't legislate that.
That's why we just try not to control it.
There's a point where we just have to let go.
It seems like this Creative Commons idea will privilege, unprivilege the making of money of the GBP. How can we say this? That this creative is like, if you go for the Creative Commons idea, then it might the publishing company might suffer economic loss.
So if we allow for distribution by anyone, do you have any objection if anyone in the world reproduces books as is without permission? That's potentially
a problem for making money by the
problem for your official publisher.
The GBP that's also supporting in the future all the editors and everything else. You know,
Krishna Kriya Prabhu has
We
want to. We want to support you, but if you don't want to take the support, then.
No, it's not really a problem because if you don't want others.
Let's stay on topic.
Well, if you're concerned about not losing business or anything, then don't make it commercial for others.
But there's a better
And it's actually And we find it actually very effective for, you know, the businesses. Like, because the people are able to read, it's like your promotion, you know, on the internet. They see it and they want, no one really wants to read the book on the internet, they want to buy it. So then, like, for example, this doctor, I forgot really his name, he got a whole print run, like, and he had to reprint his book. Even the Amazon.com CEO, he was praising this person. He got it on Creative Commons.
He put it out on Creative
Commons. But he put it non-commercial.
What is that? Actually, I forgot that there was the
it's a good question because it helps us not only decide if this is a good system or which contract to go with. It's a good question. So question one, what do you have any objection if anyone in the world would produce books, your books as is without permission? Question one. Question two, what if this action creates competition for GDP and adversely impacts GDP's ability to finance other of your publications?
Can I say something?
Does your answer change?
Can I say something in this regard? Mind you,
yes.
Can I say something in this regard? Me and Anita DDS, Christian Pernier from when we met him from Java, this exact question, and he said that even if somebody sells a million of Gurudev's books, because we're already printing 2,000, and somebody prints a million and distributes them, that does help us financially, because it'll make people come to Gurudev and give all their whole life and all their money. So maybe that was that answer.
And also, we want the GBP logo.
Would they put the address in the back of the book to come to the center?
But that's a matter of heart.
That's a matter of heart.
You're saying you don't want me to ask that question?
No, I'm just saying that he satisfactorily answered that.
You're not worried.
There's attribution at all.
What's that? Attribution.
It will be credited to GBP. They have to print. It will be credited to GBP.
I don't think it necessarily gets credited to GBP. We'll have to look at that. Okay, next question. Did you have a question for me right now?
What about you? Well, just that, does he want to, I think, he's not going to be happy if a big of a sedantism and offense has come, but does he want us to take legal action against some book that may come out that looks like it's by him and there's some, it's really operati or...
That covers so many questions I had. She's just worded it really nicely.
Do you want us to take legal action
if a book comes out that's
in his name?
That's opposite, that's full of opposite danta, or contains opposite danta.
That contains
opposite.
Should we give the alternative or?
A.
Or
do APA.
Should we give
Or, when she's finished the sentence, you fill it in.
That contains opposite danta, or?
Or should we try to reconcile it
through debate or
discussion?
Education.
So, or follow-up book.
Who wants to be a society?
I mean, we know that he wants us to do it by education, but does he also want us to do it by
education? It is.
And do we have the money to
spend? I mean, when I hear BBT,
you know what Mara says about suing?
Huh?
That you should always be in court. That was far
good. But that's not us.
The Goody Lot loves lawsuits.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a question, but you need to make Gurudev aware that 60% of his books are actually in a position where we can do these things,
so,
and there's still 40% that we have no control
over.
Because we have no assignments.
We have no assignments.
People who are legal,
But that's the basis.
And how does he feel about that? Does he want to just let it go? Does he want to,
That's a good point, yeah. Does he want
to
force?
He needs to be aware. He may think.
Does
he want
all
the sticks?
Yeah,
all the books.
But that's the truth. That's
right?
That's the bottom line. So is he? I think it's.
He needs to just be aware of the situation.
I'll give him my little picture of sticks. But
it's not fair to ask that question.
Why?
Because the objections to people are not to his having all the sticks.
Yeah, that's not people's.
Well,
answer.
That's right.
That's not the question.
I think arguably requiring him to require BTI to use Creative Commons or whatever.
Yeah.
In the original assignment to him is keeping back a stick or two. It's not giving all the sticks. It's a condition on the assignment. If it allows you, as the author, to keep a couple of sticks so that you can, or actually, more accurately, you're giving him all the sticks, but later on, if they don't do Creative Commons, it allows you to step in and get all the sticks back.
I'd rather say it like this, like grid F. It's also like grid F. You have all the sticks, and would you want to have some options so that your sticks can be used properly later on?
That's
it won't be misused.
Well, we have a few situations where we might not be in a position to get all the sticks for it too. Even that. let me ask that. Do you want all the sticks of all the books while?
I think you should use another word than sticks for Gurudev's easy comprehension. Just, you know, you can think about it later, but just for his easy comprehension.
Rights. Do you want to own full rights to your books?
I know. The sticks is my simple
What if
of
you want? What are you willing to do? To
How do I do this? First of all, I have to say, do you want all the rights vested in you?
Well, you can use sticks if you explain to him.
Yes, I will do that. I have a question. But in his, while he's here walking among us and in control of the books, you don't mind if he has all the control, all the sticks. It's just you want to be able to say, if he said, no, I want to do Creative Commons while he's here, fine. After he's gone, though, you have more concerns. So I need to do a two-part question while you're here walking among us.
And I would say, the question should not be, do you, Gurudev, want all the sticks? It's, do you want the GVP, conditioned souls, to have all the sticks and all rights reserved? Because they can, as he said, they can change the Siddhanta too. Or they can say, anybody who... Let's say, for example...
Well, while he's on this planet, or you mean...
For example, there's one book, Raghavarma Chandrika, which Gurudev said, all, and we have a transcription, we have this on tape, all the books that have not already been distributed should be offered to the fire or to the Jamuna. Because he said, actually, this book does me a big favor. It ruins my reputation and nobody will come and bother me. So this book should not have been done in my name. So if somebody comes along after Gurudev leaves, some pure devotee, and under that his direction, a good version comes, and then the GVP says, well, sorry, we have the original version, so that means who has the sticks? Does Gurudev really have the sticks? If his successor, pure devotee, wants to make it better, and his GVP doesn't
want to make it better?
Jamuna? I'll let you.
Just a couple questions. I really like what you said about... You know, whatever books you get what you deserve, basically. I question whether there's any conditioned souls lying around qualified to sue somebody for doing the really important work of Buddhism and stuff.
I also think that.
Me one.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to ask is Gurudev's the works of the
Acharyas.
Other Acharyas, and that Gurudev has done derivative works of. The question I think I might want to ask Gurudev is, perhaps, and this, I'd like to help assistance with framing it here, is that, Gurudev, would you like your works to be allowed to be carried forward and elaborated on as the other Acharyas, like you have done? Or would you like your works to be locked up and bureaucratically locked up?
This is the issue, because Gurudev has two opinions. He will say something. He will say, I like the BBT, I want that model. Another idea, he'll say, I want it freely available like this, like all the Acharyas. He has like two opinions on this issue.
It's not.
Well, I mean, it seems that way. I've heard both
sides from Gurudev's lips, and it creates a lot of confusion.
But really, the Acharya is it is public domain, open source, and Gurudev has built and done derivative works.
But Prabhupada did it differently,
you know. And then once he's done those derivative works or those that work, the question is, what does he want to do with it?
Yeah,
you know, does he want to leave it? Do you want to continue to make it like the Acharyas, where other people can come and other gurus can come and elaborate certain sections and things like that as he's done, or would he rather have it rather tight, like
Bhaktivedanta Swami?
But he did he copyrighted his books because at that time that was, you know, there was no really other alternative.
Yeah. Well, he did it also. There's many reasons why Prabhupada. He also, I mean, I read letters and conversations. It's economic. There's a lot of economic reasons Prabhupada made that choice.
And we don't have the same economic dynamics in the song.
That's true.
There's a lot of economic reasons.
Which we thought of as a bit of a curse. But you know, Krishna's mercy, perhaps it is actually a benefit.
To what?
Do I have those economic
reasons?
The
economics are kind of out of the discussion right there. Yeah. Now, in the Prabhupada,
no
the economics were in the discussion because of the way the organization
is.
He
founded
a society. He made millions of dollars. Founding a society, temples from his books. Yes, exactly. And so much money is maintaining all the devotees.
All we're worried about is economically is GDP being able to finance other books.
I'm not worried about
just
it.
Make printing.
Well, not right now.
But that's the only economic question in the.
But I just want to comment on the economics of GDP, and I was facetiously saying it here. I'm going, you know, if someone comes along and publishes Gurudev's works and puts us out of business, hard bowl. Cheaper, bigger distribution, we're no longer relevant because we're not good at it, hard bowl.
I think I wouldn't mind if, like, Penguin or Amazon, they publish
Gurudev's
books.
Let them do it. How wonderful. How exciting.
Well, except there are certain rights granted to GDP from BBT, mostly
BBT or BTI?
BBT.
BBT.
Directed to Shamarani's
artwork.
And Prabhupada's photographs that only GDP has without the right to sublicense. Those are would be excluded from the ability to put them into the Creative Commons.
I have to give separate permission.
So I think, and this is something we need to look at when we're analyzing these contracts, I think then that would mean, practically, you take one of GBP's books that has Shamarani's BBT artwork and Prabhupada photo, put it in the Creative Commons, share alike, I don't care, whatever. I can, and Meeting Productions, I got my own production company, I'm going to take these, and I want to make money off of them. I can reproduce everything but that artwork and those photos. So the entire look and feel will not be the same as the GBP.
You have to have a separate line item that describes
You know, Krishna, for me, maybe you should say that in the harmonies.
If you look at the harmonies now, you can see which is copyrighted, which is a share alike, or which is a distribution.
I have a suggestion as to how to modify that to be more
improve it. We'll make it
because I think there's question.
Okay.
I agree with you. I will fight for you to
we see your intention,
position, but I would like to modify it. So offline.
If there are any economic reasons, which I'm concerned with, there are economics that I'm concerned with, and I've been debating this whole thing, I find it that it's very beneficial that GBP has negotiated with the BBT and other parties designs and artwork, so it does make it unique.
Right. So
that's very beneficial.
So that's what I was trying to point out.
It is.
It should be prestigious. We can always go back to the BBT and get a sign of authenticity.
If
GBP
wants a competitive advantage, you don't want to.
What if we want to? We can go to the BBT and renegotiate.
But we'll be shooting ourselves in the foot.
GBP
because
would.
No, they listen. No.
They will have
no.
To, Like the other publishers, they'll have to negotiate with BBT. For us, we don't have problem.
We don't have
because
problem.
We already have, yeah, from
they
BBT.
Already got permission.
Oh, this is the next question.
And it
to
makes
Gerde.
Our book unique.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
This is the next question to Gerde. Gerde, do you want a publishing entity to have a you're gonna have to reword it, but to have a competitive advantage? Do you want a publishing entity to have? No, do you want
that's
your
kind
own?
Of like to the other question.
But do you want your own publishing entity?
To have, yeah.
And there's different ways, and strategically, we don't really need the text. We don't need maybe the copyright to the text. Maybe it's the design work, the packaging, the way our distribution
well,
is done.
That's the point I want to add to that. Now, the question I have, this is a little bit out here. It's the content, the words that the question is, Gurdjieff's words and the translator's words. That is what goes into the Creative Commons. I use the word Creative Commons, but in the open source, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But now, when BBT gets it and puts a design around it that uses copyrighted artwork, that uses copyrighted arrangements for BBT, that work, that design work itself becomes copyrighted.
Yes.
Sue GBP.
Yes.
Because it uses open source content in the words, but then it adds an artistic component that becomes copyrighted by GBP. So anybody can take that work, extract the words because it's open source, put some other design around it, and resell it. But they could not make Xerox copies of that book and distribute it outside of GBP. It would be violating the copyright. Because they couldn't is because we have responsibility to our arrangement with people with BBT or Shabrani. We have a responsibility to protect their copyrights going forward. And we can't assign rights we don't have.
And therein lies a reason for maybe anything related to artwork. Maybe the designers don't do an assignment to Gerde, because we use this, the designers, the artists do licenses to GDP without the ability to sublicense. So it can't be subject to this. So we get the designers and artists to hold a few sticks back so that GDP can't send something out.
Come in.
I wonder though, I mean, if Penguin wanted to,
they'd have to negotiate with you separately.
Oh, because like, I would like, if they wanted to print and distribute Gopi Ghee, I'd love them to use the design.
But maybe we would say, maybe your license would
be. Let me talk through that for a minute. Okay, Penguin comes to GBP and says, we would like to publish this book, Gopi Ghee, with Penguin. The GBP book in its entirety through Penguin. GBP would be responsible, we would say, hey, that sounds good to us, we'd be responsible to come to you and get your permission for that.
What if I'm dead, though?
Or your successors.
Or you have to have successors.
No, you have GBP.
And the same with BBT, we'd have to go to BBT and go, BBT, they'd like to publish our work. Okay, they'd like to publish our work, may I have your permission to allow them to do that?
But what if the GBP becomes corrupt?
Then you can't do it.
And they can't
use it.
All we can, then only GBP can do it. We can't allow Penguin unless we have permission from the other people that have given us permission to use their work. So, in integrity, you have, and if you couldn't get permission, you'd have to tell Penguin no. We'll have to extract that work, and then we put some alternative work that we own in it, and then you can publish. And then we just work through that scenario. So now the other question I have is designers that are employed by GBP to create a book.
Krishna Kurnya Prabhu.
Yeah. Is it necessary if they're employed by GBP? Is it
employed.
Necessary to get their permission to before we copyright that book?
Well, you need a work for hire agreement.
He's not an employee of GBP.
Already, like for example, the harmonist is share alike, so they don't have to ask permission from me. The whole
he's
thing,
already put
yeah.
the design.
It's ready for everyone to use.
And we're very happy to see that Shamrani is using,
sending over the
harm. Yeah, on her Hari Kata list.
Yeah.
The various articles and Dhruvi from Canada presented a whole magazine with two harmonists.
And if she corrects a spelling error when she does that article, she has the rights, right?
I have a question I'm going to actually would like to ask that actually ties into all.
$10. Do you have any objection if anyone in the world reproduce your book as is, without permission, put somebody else's name on it?
Yes, attribution has to be there.
Attribution
has to be there in the original license.
About, do you want in, like the acharyas, that anyone can give commentary or change it, or do you want it like Swami Maharaj did, where it's copyrighted and protected? Did that question get in?
Would you like to be allowed to be carried forward
as Munchies got the answer?
Or do for the acharyas and elaborated on?
Can we just open the doors? I would say, how can we describe what the Prabhupada did in this case? They're not locked up as,
what's that?
Kind of a biased way of putting
it. What are we talking about now?
This question about how the acharyas have put it like in the public domain and how Srila Prabhupada is copyrighted.
We can just present it as two different modes of presentation.
They're so interested in the whole world recognizing Prabhupada and glorifying him, but then they just block it and block it. We can't reuse his words freely, we can't use his pictures freely. They want the world to glorify, but at the same time, it's strange, isn't it? They're blocking that.
So would you like your works to be allowed to be carried forward as you do for the acharyas, since they're work, now I'm going to get in the public domain, since their work was in the public domain, and elaborated on, or would you like your works
protected and controlled by a
protected and controlled
by an institution like Swami,
like the BBT?
Like the BBT, he is BBT. Gurudev just knows BBT.
Because he's familiar with the way BBT.
He is very familiar.
But I would just say, out of concern, if you say like the BBT, BBT, you know, they're prestigious also. Their logo is prestigious, and unless Gurudev fully understands the question and what you're actually implying,
no interruptions.
I don't know whether it's a good idea to present that. In that, are you really presenting things clearly to Gurudev? Are you conveying
instead of an or, let's stop. Would you like to be allowed to be carried forward as you do for the charities?
Hang on.
Their work is in the public domain.
Yes,
but I would. And Gurudev is very aware, by the way, just FYI, Gurudev is very aware of the pros and cons
because
of the BBT.
The way the BBT is set up, I see that they're actively blocking the glorification of Prabhupada. Actively. As an editor and someone, and so that's why I don't want there to be misunderstanding.
But see, the pros and I've had many discussions with Gurudev about pros and cons. The con is this. The pro is, though, there's a reliable system that Srimad Bhagavatam is available in 60-plus languages anywhere around the world, everywhere, constantly.
Okay.
I think that is so Gurudev really, what's more important?
Do you have to have both to do both?
This will be the first time in history, really, that we're going to try to do both. And potentially make it economically.
Can I give you a for instance? Okay. I'm not sure if this is going to be a question or not, but it's definitely a problem. I'm not sure if it's for Maharaj. Okay, Riha Bhagavatamrita Volume 1 is going to be printed. Maybe it'll be ready for printing in a month. The text will not have gone through the proper checking.
It will contain pedantic errors.
It will be substandard.
The English will be substandard.
Contain pedantic errors.
It will, because it's not clear. Even not error, it will be not. It's not clear.
I know, but Vishuddhanta is going to check it. Anyway, good chance it'll have pedantic errors.
Or unclarity is probably another way of saying it.
It'll be printed in Srila Narayan Maharaj's name. In a small amount. And the idea is to print it and to work on it after it's printed, because there's a person who holds the text and will not release it, who's been working on it,
for 5 years.
He will not release it unless it's printed with his the way he wants it done. But after it's done, it'll have to be reworked. And you know, made proper. That is the intention, actually, of
doing it,
that it be done.
And he's feeling he's acting under Gurudev's instruction, because Gurudev's sick of waiting for this book. He's waited for 5 years.
Now, what can be done to ensure that this book, that we're able to rework the book?
Given the time. Oh, sorry. I'm interrupting.
Legally.
Give an assignment. Tirtapad has to sign something.
Get a complete assignment. Don't let it be printed unless there be an assignment. Don't let
an assignment.
The document that
he
I tried
to give it to Gurudev. He needs to give his full bundle of sticks.
Give Gurudev all the sticks in perpetuity, forever, to do anything that he wants.
Oh, so this is where the editors need the assignments. Because what happens is, if one editor does a book, he reserves the right. And then if there's other editors, senior editors, that could add some value to that publication, because they discover something, not one conditioned soul is going to catch everything.
Right.
He may even make mistakes.
I mean, if I were advising Gurudev, the best way to do it, I'd say, don't let him put your name on it. Or...
Put their own name on it. Yeah. That's what I told Tirtapad Prabhu. Like, you know, if you want to print it and not make it, don't make a GVP, put your name there. You can put, like, if there's any mistake.
Don't even put Gurudev. Given the funding for it. I mean, I'm just saying that we will. We are a full. But they're pushing it. They're pushing it, and it's coming from Gurudev because he's holding the text. Usually, like, in that draft I wrote to you, there's a whole series, a process we go through. So you have translators and editors, several translators, several editors, checking. This has come from a translator to an editor, and then the same translator checking, and the same editor checking, thus. And then they want to finish that. And Gurudev's saying, hurry up, I want it out. I don't care if there are mistakes.
Gurudev knows there's sedantic mistakes in some books. He still says print it.
No,
he does.
Gurudev,
he told us when Shiva taught, he said mistakes or no mistakes, print.
That's right.
Yeah.
But is that
mistakes
or
no mistakes, print.
Is that sedantic?
Yes.
Both.
Well, mistakes. It could be.
Because, like,
we know the mistakes, and they're sedantic and
because it's
okay,
mercy.
It's like
so
this. There are different types of mistakes you can make. Say I see something that looks questionable, and I change it so that the Siddhanta is good. It may not be what the translation says.
Exactly.
But the Siddhanta is okay.
Exactly.
That's wrong.
This is this.
Even though it's right, it's wrong.
But exactly. If you want to be, if he's saying print this thing, it's going to be with his name on it.
Yeah.
And you want to change it.
The intention is to change it afterwards.
We have to get the assignment from this Pearson Fund. It's a complete, total assignment, so you can do whatever you want to.
Now, could we work from scratch?
That should be done.
Of course you can.
Work from scratch.
You can go back to the
Hindi.
But Prabhupada said he will make it Creative Commons. If he's going to put his name there, you can use it and you can...
Well, Creative Commons wise, how could you do it?
As long as it's the share alike. If it's no derivative, then it's stuck to it. If it's share alike, then...
Also, Creative Commons has a tool to kind of protect all parties, really. So the editors could actually contribute.
Right.
Have a creative.
That's called essay.
Yeah.
That's the choice.
But then you're saying, are you saying, suggesting Krishna Purnia that the editor, the author, publish it and put it Creative Commons?
That's what I told Tirtapada. If you don't want, you know, to like. To follow what the GVP standard,
you'll do it yourself,
and you make it Creative Commons, and you won't make problems for the other editors.
As long as he makes it
share alike, or just attribution even. Because if you make share alike, we will have to make a share alike. Yeah.
Attribution.
Would he use GVP logo?
No.
No, he can't use GVP logo.
No.
Great.
I would like to say he can't use Gurudev's name.
Well,
But so he can put that.
Is there a question? I'm sorry, before we go there.
The question is editing. I understand the question is. Okay. In the future, do you want that in the future that editors can correct mistakes? The thing is in the future, do
in
you want
books,
the books
yeah. like. You want your books corrected if there are any mistakes.
We don't need the word editors.
Why would he say no to that? What kind of question is that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well,
actually,
because the no derivative doesn't allow for that.
Govindadasi asked him about Prabhupada's, in relation to Prabhupada's books.
Well,
when he said that after Prabhupada had left, there should have been no changes made to his books.
Because they're not under guidance.
I got a question.
No, it's a very valid question.
I got to clarify this one.
Okay,
no, but you're saying the no derivatives is the public can't revise.
Whoever owns the copyright can revise it.
Yes, whoever owns the copyright can revise it.
Okay, so maybe we need to make that question clear. Do you want, if in the future, GBP...
Or copyright or Creative Commons.
Either
way.
In the future, if... The question is, how do we say it again? Because there's this problem.
Are there any corrections that need to be made in the book?
How about
corrections?
Open a window. Open a window.
That need to be made in the books. Can they be made? And then who should make them?
But you're saying you're the Creative Commons. If you add all those symbols, you're saying anybody can make derivatives. Anybody can change it.
If it's this one, if it's
right.
No derivatives, then it's stuck. It can't be changed.
There's no derivative, no translation of other languages.
Yeah, no translation.
It means it's too limited. You don't want
except
no derivative.
Except for with the permission of whoever owns the copyright.
Yeah,
but then you're back to control.
Maybe you ask. Yeah, maybe you ask for that. Like,
but wait a minute.
But this doesn't
that's
even
what
have to do with Creative Commons or copyright.
That's the question
out there. Do you want someone of your thinking or your lineage to control the modifications after you're gone?
Good question. That's a good way to
translations.
Yes.
Do you want anyone to control the derivatives? An editorial board to oversee.
Probably say an editorial board. He's used that word so many times.
You wouldn't say it?
No, it's a good word because he's used it. He's used that term.
In the future, do you want anyone, for example, an editorial board,
right,
to control correction and translation? Well, let's just do corrections.
Any corrections to your works? I mean, that's happening now already, but the question is in the future.
And then, do you want, so the question is, in the future, do you want anyone, for example, an editorial board to control corrections of your works? The next question is, same thing, but now in the future, do you want anyone such as an editorial board to control
well, he's already approved the editorial process, right?
Yeah.
Did you talk with Gurdjieff
about but for only.
I haven't done it. Okay.
No discussion, John Ryan's been with Gurdjieff?
She refuses. I thought I had another topic.
Huh?
Wait.
To show Gurdjieff.
Huh?
I don't refuse. I've got another.
No.
All the faces. Well,
what's the question for translation?
I have another question
about translation. Because if we do share all, anybody can do it. That makes it easy around the world.
No, but this is, even if we have the legal right to do it, does he want it done?
No, got it, for corrections. What about translation? I got it. In the future, do you want anyone to control corrections of your books? And or even have them made?
Do you want anyone to, or like any party to restrict anyone from translating your book? Or your
clear. That's clear.
Do you want anyone to restrict translating your book? Like someone controlling, or telling who's going to translate or not?
Okay, to control translation.
Yeah.
Same way I asked
you once.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Assuming you want corrections made, that's the way to ask it.
Well,
but do you want corrections made? Okay, all right. I'll ask.
asking too late. There are two different questions.
Or if they're, yeah, well, just like right now,
need
there's
to ask
so many corrections.
If,
like, for example.
Rudy wants corrections made now. He always wants corrections to the folks to be
re-edited.
Why wouldn't he want to continue that?
Because he's not here.
But is he even checking the corrections that are going on now?
No one else can answer the question.
Manju?
That's why we take it to Gurudev. But we try not to bother him by inquiring from Tita Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj.
Manju, there are different levels of corrections. This should be specified also.
Okay, all
right. For example, right now, the Hindi books are being corrected. And then, those corrections have to be transferred to the English books. So that's one level of correction where it's been made in the Hindi and then it's transferred to the English. Or sometimes the English books make a mistake all by itself. And it's right in the Hindi, but the English has translated it to him, something like that.
Corrections.
That have been made in the Hindi and transferred into the English.
Should they be transferred to the English?
You know, in asking the correction question.
What?
This is all not now, but later.
What's the question? I'm not following.
Here's the question. In the future, if there are mistakes in books, your books, do you want corrections to be made?
I can't imagine him not wanting corrections to be made.
You just,
can't
he answer the
question? There are people that say talk of fiction.
But even if he can't,
I say that.
Say that again.
There are people that said Prabhupada's book should not have been touched.
Well, no, you know, I've heard Gurudev speak about this because he says that those people that changed the books were not under guidance. I think there's a prerequisite to this.
Yes,
I think that's why it's difficult to answer that because it's difficult to predict which bodies of devotees would be under the proper guidance, right?
Maybe we need to spell out a few of what our concerns are, like about.
Is that the story? No.
You'll see it one time.
It's not so bright.
And this is just one of these being all like thin ones. That one was nice. Saving it for tour.
Is there any other things about corrections that I should specify? Just that particular one, because Sayamal Krishna, who is his editor and works under his guidance now, makes corrections later. And then it would seem like the English books, and then all of the books that are copied from the English, should also follow suit from the Hindi.
And sometimes the Hindi follows from the English. Sometimes we find errors in the Hindi that need to be corrected. You know, we fix it up in the English, and the Hindi needs to follow suit.
Does this
also go for Siddhantic errors versus typographical errors?
No, mostly these are not necessary. There's more than Siddhantic and typographical. These are like, you know, you have the wrong, you're quoting a verse and you have the wrong number for the verse. You know, things like that.
That would be like a typographical error, I guess.
That would be under Moritab. Yeah.
Or you got the wrong word in the verse, you know. I guess maybe that's... Anyway.
What if the errors are simple, typographical in nature and would not change the meaning? Correcting them would not change the meaning.
Well, maybe you could ask that if Maharaj says no.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing follow-up 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
What if the errors are simple typographical? Okay, what else? I'll try and get to the sense of where his level of correction would be acceptable. Okay. Anything else? Any other questions?
Maybe
if you any other read all the questions,
yeah, okay.
Then we start moving.
Yeah, we need our
time. Sit there listening to
Radha.
Hey, RK, come on.
We're going to hear all the questions.
How many others you
see
want
if there's anything to add.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read through them and then let's.
Can I just ask, are you discussing anything out there that we need to hear, or just a private thing?
Just getting personal opinion. You expressed what you told me to say.
I decided out of interest, so I'm not being nosy. I'm just thought, well, if you're developing any other line of thought.
Just because I like to talk. Let me restate what a personal thing I think. I'd like to see Grudem sign a document that says that all his words and his lectures and things like that are open source. That anyone can do derivative work or anything they'd like in the public domain. I'd like to see him do that. That means any copyrights that have been handed to Grudem automatically accrue to the open source.
There's difference actually between open source and public domain.
I'd like to see public domain just like it's Acharya's.
Because open source is share like.
I'd like to see him sign a paper that says I want my words to be in the
public domain.
My words to be in the public domain. Just like the Acharyas are aligned, all their works are in the public domain.
But can't I take from the public domain and copyright it?
Derivative.
Make it derivative.
If you do derivative.
That's why coach, you can't put the copyright.
Yeah.
You have to translate it.
I'd like him to legally sign and create a document that puts him in the closest alignment with the Acharyas and the way their works can be used.
Okay.
That's what I would like
to
happen.
Are you saying as opposed to Creative Commons?
Well,
yes.
I don't know.
That's even more liberal.
I don't
more
know,
radical.
I don't know what it is, but I would like us to help Gurudev to generate a document that puts his words in same align with his Acharyas.
Okay, so here's the question. I got it. So I have two that are kind of tied together.
Okay.
Do you have any objections if anyone in the world reproduces your books as is, with your name on it, without permission? Same thing, what if they put their own name on it, without permission? If he says no to the second one, then that means we have to have some kind of copyright protection. Basic, whatever it is. If that's the distinguishing question. Same work. Copy it, your name on it, no problem. Somebody else puts their name on it. Do you want a
problem?
But that's a problem. So then we have to implement
force people to get credit.
We, Anita, that's just getting to the fact that he, it's a different way of asking
not
public domain.
Okay.
It's a different way of asking it. Okay. What if anyone in the world reproducing your books, putting your name on it without permission, what if that creates competition for GVP and impacts GVP's ability to finance other of your publications?
Who wants to ask that question?
I don't.
Because
it sounds as if there's a logical answer and quick answers going to be.
It was
your original, but then you decided later that I don't know. I thank you for bringing that up. I'm not happy with that question.
Yeah, me too.
It's kind of biased on the side of
yes.
The
it's assuming that we're gonna have less money than we have now.
And so we're asking, and it's a simple one-word answer. Yes.
Do you want to doom the GVP?
How about just asking? Do you want other people to make commercial use of your work?
That's better.
Vish, are you happy with that question still?
The commercial use?
Yes.
What about his rewording of it?
Yeah,
reword it for say it
like,
to me.
Do you want other like group or other person make commercial use
of
your work, like GVP's work?
Yes. That's it.
That's better.
That's it.
Would you like other people or other entity
Yes. Like
make commercial use of your work?
Besides GVP.
Yes.
Yeah, besides GVP.
That's it. That's the question.
And I don't need to be the follow-up was do you want to publish any publishing entity to have an competitive advantage? I don't that's the same.
Look, I have a question. Now remember, the initial question, my question was, is content in words, would you like the use of your content in words to be in line with the prior acharyas, as far as derivative works and being able to modify
except for
the words, okay? Now that's different from books. Books take content and they put a design around it.
I'm not too efficient.
It creates a copyright situation.
So you mean our previous acharyas except for our Prabhupada?
Yeah.
With the exception of Prabhupada.
Yes.
Can I still through the questions?
Oh, okay.
I'm coming to you.
Okay.
Three, as long as a bona fide version of a book of yours is available, is it okay if someone takes your text and changes the text in Siddhanta without editorial review and puts your name on it?
The distinction between correction and putting a opposite onto thing is
Yeah, but of course, if you ask him, do you like it if your books are have opposite lines? Of course,
no.
No, as long as there's a bona fide version. See, he'll be. Who knows? If somebody else does their own thing, Gurdjieff would be like, well, my book should be available.
Right.
It will be available, so that's irrelevant. Many people could do many things, but my book's available.
But then why ask the question, is it alright as long as we have it?
Because does he want us to stop them?
Control?
Yeah, does he want us to sue them?
That's the question. What do you want to do about it, if anything? More specific.
Oh, you're going more specific, good.
Isn't that okay?
The other one is
what would you like done about it?
Yeah. Or would you like anything done about it?
That's serious, yeah.
Question. Well, of course, one thing we know that he always likes is debate and education.
Well, here's the follow-up question is, do you want us to take legal action if a book comes out in your name that contains opposite or should we try to reconcile it through debate, education?
Excellent question.
So that's
excellent
the follow-up to that question,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because it asks what BBT's doing right now. It's appropriate. It's a good question, yeah.
So that's a 3A and a 3B.
Can
you do this? Separate.
That means everyone is free to copy the shoe, they're going to let you everything.
Next question.
No control.
And this one?
Share. If they use, then they will have to share.
Do you want all the rights of all the books while you're, how do I say that? While you're here,
yeah.
While you're
in the manifest.
While you're manifest here among
us. Your manifest master.
Or can the authors retain certain rights?
Would you want to have, you know, this to make use of your being full control? I don't know, like.
Just say it.
I'm just going to say it, and then I'll go fight Prem Vilas. Prem Vilas wants certain rights. He wants to be able to put his books, the books that he authored, on his website.
And he doesn't want them changed.
Absolutely not.
So, I mean, those are certain piece sticks he's willing. So, if they can, the question is, are you even wanting me to go there and negotiate with people?
He's very clear he wants them.
You want me to even negotiate with these
Yes.
Such as Prem Vilas.
And if you use Prem Vilas, because Gurudev actually says that he's my English tongue. Gurudev has actually has given him that authority, so Prem Vilas feels like...
Well, then what I need to do if Gurudev says, no, I want all the rights, then I got to get Gurudev to communicate with Prem Vilas directly.
That's it, yes.
Rather than me doing
Precisely,
it.
Yes.
He's got to say, will you sign this assignment?
Yes.
Let Frank Vilas tell Gurudev no. Easy to tell me.
Gurudev.
Right?
Maybe he feels the same way as the others. That's why he's not signing.
Yeah.
No. Yes, we need to know.
No, we've talked to him very specifically about it. He doesn't want his books changed.
No, he likes copyright.
He doesn't think they should. He understands copyright fully, and he is taking shelter of it.
Everybody else has a much more altruistic motive. His is not. All right. After you leave, are you willing for the original authors to put conditions on how the books are distributed? So, try and get to your fear of what's the BTI going to do. So the conditions are, you know, in an assignment or whatever, I have to say, BTI has to do Creative Commons. Are you willing, Gurudev, to give that power to the authors? Because we're going to have to put it in some kind of document somewhere. Might not be the original assignment. It may be an assignment or license from Gurudev to BTI that says, in the event you do not use Creative Commons, those rights revert to the authors. So I'm not
contributors, you mean?
Contributors.
Or it will become public domain.
Yeah. So basically, wherever I put it gives contributors some control. However I do it.
And the question, it begs the question, well, maybe Gurudev trusts those devotees that he's appointed with certain books to have the original authority like that. Because Gurudev actually is giving specific instructions to specific devotees to take responsibility with specific titles. So it begs the question,
telling me he's willing to give up some of that control after he's here, after he's gone, to those people who put their blood, sweat, and tears in.
Yeah.
But Anita and I discussed this, it's very important, that the contributors are going to leave their bodies as well. And when that happens, those will go to their estate. And some of their estate are operatis, and they're not interested in what they're doing, and they will suppress the use or changes.
It has
to be this one then.
You get that? So you want to assume that these contributors will live forever. They have successors that are not in favor of them.
Okay. Now this gets to the your question. Would you like your works, two parts, would you like your works to be allowed to be carried forward as you do for the Acharyas, since their work was in the public domain, and elaborated on as
words. Words, critically words, not necessarily books.
Words.
Words.
With the exception.
Words, translations, purports, words.
Yeah.
With the exception of?
With the exception of Bhaktivedanta Swami.
He's a contemporary, not a prior. I'm talking about historical acharyas. He's a contemporary. It's a little different.
As you do for
historical,
not
contemporary.
I'm not looking back contemporary. I'm looking back 500 years.
We could just say before.
Or 100
years. Generally done.
Before our program.
Yeah,
you could just say it like that.
Except she doesn't make the rule in this case. I'm looking for the standard.
Before.
Maybe exception here.
I just know BBT copyright has caused us nothing but a headache.
You
know, I just know that BBT copyright has caused us nothing but a headache.
As opposed to the BBT copyright style.
And even in ISKCON, there's already a group of people that wanted Creative Commons.
There's a whole movement. They've
not the artworks, because they understand, you know, the artists, but Prabhupada's pictures and Prabhupada's books.
But you see the point.
There's a very big website, ISKCON.org. They're putting everything there. And actually, maybe they consider them a violator. Yeah.
And people, you said that one man, he'd been set up in distributing Prabhupada's books for 30 years. And I want to be free to give them to the world. He was just sick of the restrictions that were being placed on them.
So, in essence, do you want your words to be put in the public domain? Or would you like your words protected and controlled like the BBT?
Well, that's two opposite things. Creative Commons is kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
So how to phrase that question?
I want to ask the opposites.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you want to go to the extremes?
Yeah.
You know, but what about,
and then
what
about
happy medium?
Then I, you know, or, well, answers to some of these other questions tells us he wants to be in the middle. If we have inconsistencies in the answers,
yes.
Then we got to think about, okay, we got an inconsistency here. Which is it? What do you want? Then we get more detail. But we got, you know, we're deposing, yes, we're asking from all different angles,
but
different ways.
Deposition is classic recycle exchange.
We're flipping it.
Huh? It's classic recycle.
We gotta know what his wishes are. So we know how
the abundance of angels clarifies what he wants.
Okay. In the future, if there are mistakes in your books, do you want corrections to be made? What if the errors originated in and were corrected in the Hindi books? Should they be the corrections be transferred to the English books?
Oh, that's pretty obvious.
That's obvious.
No.
If they make corrections after,
during the why
it's been done already.
You say in the future, you have to make that clear.
After
he
changes the Hindi.
It's pretty, it's
so you're no longer
obvious,
present
but
here.
It's not, because it's not.
Same thing
happening in Prabhupada's
books. Yeah, and then someone's changing the English, and then it gets changed to Spanish and German and French.
Right.
The same incorrect philosophy.
Jai Jyotia is saying Prabhupada made these corrections, and then he's put them in, and they disregarded them, or they didn't understand. And so now Jai Jyotia is putting them in.
And he's being blamed for changing Prabhupada's words.
Yeah, right.
Okay. In the future, do you want anyone, for example, an editorial board, to control corrections of your books?
Now?
Or in the future, after you are no longer manifest.
Because we know that he wants an editorial board now.
After you are no longer manifest. But this is all also telling us, Shyamarani, if we can allow derivative works. Because then anybody in the public,
right,
can, if we go with CC, then it's the ND version, if he says he wants it controlled somehow.
Right, non-derivative.
Right? That's a question to help us fine-tune where we go.
Well, the thing is, what about when the next Acharya comes, maybe the day after Gurudev leaves, and his successor is there, and he says, these pages in Vajranarahasya need to be changed. And then there's no derivative. And how is that next Acharya going
to
function?
You will
be
going the copyright anyway, right?
Pardon?
Like if someone, the successor of Gurudev, he wants to make changes, as Shyamarani said, then that means he can do it because he's the successor, he's got the copyright.
Or
no.
Elaboration.
In case.
Or elaboration.
What if he's not, you know, by
elaboration.
Oh.
That makes a change, but
not
elaboration.
Not appointed a successor, but he's
the real one.
A successor,
yeah.
Even
outside.
Outside,
yes.
Rudy Sick could be outside.
Thank
on Sunday.
Yes, anybody.
How do we ask that one?
And also, non derivatives, meaning also, they cannot make other, like say, audiobook, for example. You know, now someone can just read and make, like Tridandi Maharaj, you know.
He'll have to stop.
Yeah, he makes, yeah, it's like, by copyright law, he's a copyright violator. That's a derivative, if we're saying no.
Of
no.
The Prima Oscar.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would say what Jumana Prasad Guru just said, it's more likely that a commentary, we don't really see the Acharyas correcting each other's work. We don't usually see that. We do see them making commentaries and saying, in the commentary they may say, oh, there was an error, this is somehow, you know, they may comment in the comment, they don't actually change the work itself. You know, that's more what we see. They elaborate. We don't actually see them coming in and playing with the words, especially in the original Hindi. That's maybe the English is different.
Well, that's a new book. That's fair use if it's for educational purposes. Now, the reason we didn't want GDP to be publishing that one book is because if you go get too much of the text that you're copying,
yes,
it's then you're crossing a line.
But
it's a gray line.
But
there's
an amount of text.
Right. But to do a proper commentary, you would use the whole, like if the Garuda is working on Srimad Bhagavatam right now, if we wanted to have Srila Prabhupada's commentary and then Garuda gave commentary on that, then you would need the entirety of the work.
So how could we do that if there were... So do you want the ability for the next acharya to have
editorial control?
I wouldn't even use the word acharya.
Not even acharya. Because like she's just talking about like any of the Gurudev's disciples who became, you know, pure devotees. Mm-hmm. And they may not be part of the controlling board, or they can be another mission. Mm-hmm. If they make derivative works, then would he allow that?
So I can imagine him not allowing him to.
Yeah, is this
what
a tradition?
What is his comment on that?
But how do we... We can't discriminate. That's the problem. So the risk is how do we know now? I think we need to give like one liner, like the devotees are concerned that as you know, Swami Raj Ramos have been chained. I don't know how we should say it, but I think there's an issue where
Tirtha should be directed to this one or this one or this one.
Is that this or this?
Yeah, not this.
Not this one.
Is that a Chinese word? I'll take column A. What's the column A?
After you are no longer manifest, are you willing to have one of your devotees?
No, it has to be anyone. That's the problem. But how can we discriminate?
That's right.
It has to be anybody.
Qualified Vaishnava.
But how can we legally discriminate against
you can't legally. Yeah. Yeah.
So it has to be anyone.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Okay, all right. Okay. Pure devotee to be able to have any line.
What was that?
Your Honor.
What was that?
How do we make it possible for any other pure devotee who's coming after you to continue the line by using words without getting embroiled or
that's the thing.
I think this, just these questions alone can give you a real good indication of what it is.
Well, maybe we just ask him, how would you want us, after you're done, how would you want us to correct the way BDT is doing things?
Avoid the problem.
How would you suggest we avoid the problem?
What specific problem?
Of the BBT. Well, there's two things the BBT is doing. One is they're changing the text. And they're stopping others from using it.
How would you suggest we avoid?
Sometimes they make. But there's two things they're doing.
Pitfalls.
One is changing the text, and two is stopping other people from using it.
After you are no longer manifest, very bright question. How would you suggest we avoid the approach BBT is taking
towards you? And also, how do we facilitate in the next devotee coming after you to be able to continue your line by using your employing your words?
But what about even if
to make your books
you
available
find a mistake in the future in the book you edited?
But we avoid the approach BBT has taken towards you and facilitate the next pure devotee. Let me say that.
Facilitate any pure Vaishnava.
Yes.
Your books and making derivative works where they elaborate on what you've already established.
It's just going totally out of the legal world, because how do we know?
Yeah, really.
How do we do that?
It has to be for the public or nobody. You can't discriminate.
Yeah,
not legally. Devotees, we can try to discriminate.
Didn't say any Vaishnava, then. For any Vaishnava to use your work.
We do that is either your essay or public domain.
I don't know.
Just attribution.
Everyone.
Attribution.
I don't know how we would.
Yeah.
Avoid, you know, control translations and have an editorial board controlling derivations, any changes, and have that happen in an easy legal document. It's impossible.
Well, you can't because you control that in a publishing house.
You can't. You have to put it in the public domain or one of these where you don't control. It's either you're going to have some controls on derivations. Or not.
Yeah, not.
Right. So,
you
mean not?
You can't. You can't practically control.
You can't do it.
You just have to balance what risk is worth. When things get stuck
exactly.
And they can't change.
Exactly.
Or that
it's
people change them
future.
And they go too far.
Yeah.
It's trying to be too. We can't predict the future.
That's the risk.
However he answers that, I don't know how to implement.
Yeah.
Other than,
well, if it's taped, then
we can look
can
at the past,
again.
You know.
So
actually,
we're not
really worried.
Wait,
because
that question?
It will still be, you know, we're not really worried. With or without the copyright, the pure thing, perception
will
still continue
down.
With the protection
Krishna
of the pure
license.
That.
Vaishnavs who are writing other books are going to want to use Gurudev's commentaries, I'm sure,
yeah.
In the future. They're going to want to use them.
And if we're gonna respect that, it's a shame, you know. That's the way to glorify Gurudev.
Yeah.
Yeah. With attribution.
I'll ask
no.
Or maybe
so,
you want to, you know, we may not use Creative Commons, but maybe you want the essence of it, you know.
Well, it's like, okay, I'm gonna get very, very basic, very simple, and say, you know, total control. Absolutely no control or something in between.
Yeah.
And by answering these questions, we'll be able to hone in on something in between.
Right.
Whatever
right.
The mechanism is.
Yeah.
I just need to know the result. Total? No. Hmm. Control. For anybody. Especially after he's done. Maybe while he's here, no worries.
Problem.
No problem.
It's
but after he's done, total or none. Give it, let whatever happen as you say. You know, your commentary earlier led me to believe, well, Krishna will make it right, so put it in the public domain and let whatever happens.
How much of a precedent?
You get the Acharya's.
How much of a precedent is there of Acharya's works being grossly misused? Is there much of a precedent of this?
We're not exposed to it because we're safely under Gurudev's shelter.
No, but I mean the writings of Bhaktivedanta Swami, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Do we find much misrepresentation?
Definitely do.
Where?
Krishna Kriya Prabhu mentioned it when they made that movie called The
Unconventional Teacher.
About Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada.
The Un. Whatever.
When they showed Gita Govinda,
yes.
Talking about that.
Yeah, that one. They were quoting him.
I'm talking about books that
books.
Have been written
yeah.
And
well,
taken in Charlie's commentary.
Go to Ras Bihari Law. You can find so many unbonafide translations.
And
but
what he did with
Prabhupada.
There
may be some
Maharaj
messing
up
Srila
Sridhar Maharaj's transcript, spoken words and putting them into a book had sounding like Srila Sridhar Maharaj's against Gurudev. Like something about the angels.
Follow the angels.
But we know
what
this.
Is this?
The Srinivasa Maharaj.
But see, we in all these examples of is reputation. I mean, there's been it's all reputation. You can't control that through copyrights or legal lawsuits, etc. Really, it's the reputation of Ras Bihari Lal that you know, going to him and it's not authentic.
No,
we know that.
It's not authentic.
No,
we know.
Absolutely no. He sells great books.
Okay, I'm just, I don't know.
But some are bona fide and
some
aren't. He gets any old translator.
But then how do we know, back to
Vajanti
Mala's point, how do we know what it is, it's authentic or not? Because we are either in the shelter in the humble guru, or we're not. So you can't really legislate that through laws or institutions.
It's true. Yeah,
there's
reputation.
A world of misuse of Prabhupada's words.
Misuse from DBT.
Yeah.
No. From other parties.
He's got an iron in it.
Well, rhythmic philosophy.
What's the point of working so hard? And they got locked. If there's a whole world of misused Prabhupada works, and they got locked up,
tight,
like we'll never be able to do it. Why bother?
Because their reason for locking it up is purely economic.
Let me restate the question louder so maybe I understand. if there's a whole world of derivative, horrible Prabhupada stuff, right? And BBT is so expert at locking it up.
Yeah, then what's the use of locking?
Why should
I know, so because there are two reasons why this should be locked up, or there are two competing, or not competing, but
why
one
should
is,
we bother?
Okay, that's the question. Why should we bother? Some devotees are saying, well, originality, integrity, like that. But it doesn't even work anyways, like you point out.
It doesn't work.
It's irrelevant. Another reason may be economics.
But someone prints one of Gurudev's books, not us, and someone reads it, they think that's great, and then they want to go and buy Gurudev's other books, and who are they going to go to? The GVP. To buy the other 70 titles that are available.
Okay.
You're going to go to a brand you can trust.
That's it. Okay.
Shell gasoline. It's a brand you can trust, you know. It's gas.
Did you want to say something?
So basically the reason why...
I came to Gurudev was reading copyright criminals' work, you know, someone like sharing all this.
His very roots.
someone's copying Gurudev's like Harikata and distributing it on the internet. By definition, they're copyright infringers.
Yes.
So then I got Gurudev's, you know, materials and I became attracted.
No wonder he speaks. So now you have many books.
That's great.
I wonder what they were correctly presenting Gurudev. They weren't.
And also I can see also some like misrepresenting Gurudev, like many ISKCON, some forums are there. But then, you know, it depends on the person's sincerity, actually. You know, if you're really...
But Gurudev doesn't have a license to preach, right? He's a brand you can trust. Right? And that's why you listen to him. So it's going to be the same with any publishing house. I mean, it's just going to be a brand you can trust.
Well, it's everybody's karma. If they get the wrong, you know, translation, it's their karma.
So, even if they speak incorrect things. I know someone who became a devotee because they listened to blasphemy of Gurudev and the blasphemy in, you know, of people like that. Yeah. And they thought, oh, let me check this out. You know, and then they came, they're very strong. They hear our prakrama. They hear every prakrama for the last 10 years.
I have two questions. One is, the only other question you can think of?
No.
Okay. Two is, I want to go back to what you said. We need to, if there's going to be organizational structure, and maybe it'll all fall apart, but Gurudev's desire, otherwise I wouldn't have been doing any kind of legal incorporation, is to have organizational structure for the future. We have failed miserably at communicating.
Pathetically, I think, would be.
Pathetically. What we've done, or what tasks have we done yet. And it's not dumb, it's just the infancy. What can we do to move forward and mend fences and get the communication lines open?
What do you say?
I come from farm country.
I think the answer is...
Make things right.
If organizations fail pathetically...
She's a New Yorker. She doesn't know anything about
that. If organizations fail pathetically, you know, only the organization sells, the relationships that have been forged are actually, you know, really beautiful. Yeah. But if it's failed, so then our duty then is to make sure that the Acharya's words are able to be used going forward and can't get locked up in the closet.
Yes.
Yeah, we got
Progressive.
But I think she's asking how can we make sure that
I'm talking
amongst
about
ourselves.
Yeah, how do you guys not feel left out?
Yeah,
where have we failed? How can we include you?
Can I say that I think this is a topic of discussion we should leave for another meeting.
Well, it's an entire topic.
And I want to address certain concerns there. I have thought about this with Manjari. And I would like to address this separately at another time.
Okay.
Well, because if we start,
either it could be this afternoon or tomorrow.
You don't have an international GVP meeting this
No, I mean,
I think this is important. This is going to have a GVP board meeting this afternoon. Okay. We can break for lunch now, and after lunch we can meet again.
Oh, this is a GVP board meeting. I see that them coming here.
I'm saying it has importance.
Yeah, that's it. This is. I mean, that's why I can't explain.
But there anyone topic wants, we should have a break and.
I think we should take a break, but I think that's more important than any other business we might have that's legal or administrative.
Yes, I agree.
I think we got to get a team together to help me, because that's just what it's been. The team hasn't known what we're trying to do.
Right. No, there's no team. There is no team.
This is a hat, my hat as you know, GVP board member, and my hat as Gurudev's attorney, saying, hey,
sign the documents.
People, sign that document. But now I'm going, okay, we got to get some trust going, and we got, and not doing, you know, falling backwards in that kind of thing. But talking and share, tell us what we can do. How can we start developing, correcting errors, and developing a team to move forward? Because nothing's going to be forward unless there's.
Yes. I think just. Munger, you just said something, just a minor detail. You said, we need a publishing coordinator. I'd like to update you where our search and publishing coordinator has
happened.
Absolutely.
You know all the work you've done for 6 months trying to get a publishing coordinator.
Yeah. We are trying.
Swimming against the tide. So
communication.
Huh?
Swimming against the tide, so to speak.
Pretty much, swimming against the tides. And some of the ideas that we want to do with also the budgeting. You know, we're swimming against the tides on the budgeting. The GVP board's aligned, but there are other parties that just don't want to do it a different way, because other parties find India to be their quote-unquote zone, and they don't see India and the West, you know, in harmony. They just want to keep it separate and isolated. I want to be transparent with this group.
Yeah.
I want to be completely transparent and put everything on the table and let you know what we've been dealing with and trying to solve
it. This is a different topic.
Yeah.
But still, he's introducing the topic.
So let's meet after lunch. Does anyone else need to be here? Is there anyone else we should invite?
I think everybody. Don't you think that's a very terrible.
You know, substantial.
Someone, Shanti won't come.
Shanti, yes.
She won't come because it's too intense for her. But she
sorry,
follows
this
along.
Group
she
can
does
meet,
follow.
And they can represent what's been said here to others. Let's start here.
I think starting here is sufficient. It's a good first step.
She can come in, but she can get the general meeting.
It's a good first step. I want to get a good first step.
Let's just we don't want other
people. Not now.
Just
not
now.
We don't want any contentious.
Not in forward. Okay, so I think this is a good group.
Yes, it is.
I think it's pretty representative.
Yes, absolutely.
If she had a better reputation.
I don't know, because we're going to leave tomorrow, and there's so many things we have to do. Actually, I feel comfortable now. I just want...
His main area was copyright.
Yeah, my main area was... No, I'm just here so that I can express what I thought about the opinion. But
we're going to work together.
I know you.
To research it.
You're my senior. You can decide better than me.
That's going to be. So, all right.
I'm just...
To-do list. Then let's do a to-do... Are you guys... Would you come back this afternoon?
Yeah. Manjari has to.
I cannot come back this afternoon.
So is that okay with you?
Well, we're going to be on the same page that Brie had about the Ninja project.
So,
I don't know what's going on over that project. I'm getting...
Would you work with me and help me? Let's do the research.
Yes.
I would like
figure out
you know,
the best way to go once we get comments.
Do we put the GDP logo in or not?
What I'm asking is let's open up beyond Creative Commons as well.
I also,
Creative Commons, I think, makes life simple. But...
Needs to be investigated. I can give some materials. So I'll need your email address. You can get it to me. No, I don't want to. You just feed me materials. I want to discuss it. Yeah, yeah. I want to. We'll go back and forth with you.
Can you also call him sometimes? Sure. And he probably couldn't call you because he'll know. You want to Skype?
No, you have to call up yourself.
Skype is the one.
Skype is so fun.
His cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, can you have that number?
Yeah.
She'll get
muted. You can Skype to his cell phone.
And just have the answers.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. And bring in Jimmy. He's notorious for not answering. Jimmy's so taxed. So many people want him. Sometimes you just
have our own
phone call after phone call after phone call. It just like doesn't even go there. All
right. But when is
Rachel? I think it will be better if you and Jimmy.
Krishna tells him when they
are. I think you.
No, you, Krishna.
You I think you have to be involved too.
Who are you passing it on
you
to?
You have done a significant amount of research.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested.
And you've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
And you're passionate about it.
And you're passionate about it. So I don't. And I think it's extremely important for you to be involved because you bring the you know the passion, the emotion, the you know how are we going to make sure how are we going to make sure the words get out there? And I come from the, how am I going to protect, protect them from being...
So the balance is there.
Yeah, so you balance. It won't take that long. I don't think it'll take that long. As long as we get, we know what the results are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So when I get back to the States, I'll email you and say, okay, well, second question, how do you want me to communicate? I don't know when the meeting with Gurudev will be. I'm not leaving here. I'm not letting him leave. I'm going to be knocking on that door for the next 2 days, every other hour until I get my meeting. So how do you want me to communicate the results? I will get a tape recorder from you.
Yeah, or we have one also.
Well, look, you can borrow hers sometime. Okay. I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
Okay, I'll tape it. You want me to just transcribe and email out so that we can have a discussion?
Yeah.
Also, if you could send a sound file to my brother, because as a manager of Gurudev's transcribed words by the inflection of his voice. I may read something on paper, but when I hear the inflection of his voice,
sometimes it's too big.
Another meaning comes in.
I can't even.
Do you have an FTP site?
Have a double.
We can put it on an FTP site, or we'll have a copy because it's going
to
be on our
format.
Yeah, you'll have the original. Well, how about I'm going to have to take it.
No, we can put it on your computer and our.
All right.
Right. So then she can easily.
We can go on FTP.
So is everybody willing? Is Shavarani and Anita have the
maybe by Kamisman should be
the tape?
Well,
and
I just
try to transcribe it. And they correct it.
Yeah.
That you're happy with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if needed,
then they share the sound too. They'll all hear the sound.
Okay. You want to put it up on FTP?
It's okay, Sharon.
No, there's no need for that because
they all live in India.
Yeah.
We all live in India, and they all live together.
And the guys that are in the West, we just want to take transcriptions.
Make a copy of the file, leave it with them before you go.
Yeah.
Or I can Okay. Right. We were thinking to invite Vaikonis Maharaj this afternoon. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Also, mind you, just a funny thing because I listen to transcriptions that other people type who are less experienced.
Well, then you guys are going to do the transcription, I know.
No, I mean, you can do the transcription.
No, because I'm not just less experienced, I'm extremely
experienced. Like, for example, there was one lecture on Jivatattva where I was reading pieces of light and I just couldn't understand it. And then I heard that what he said was species of life.
Can we have someone better at Chinese?
And another one is,
it's not your
job. He said mantra.
Gurudev
said mantra, and they typed in one, M-O-N-T-H.
So,
that would be me. You would laugh at my turn.
Meeting back here, what time?
What time is it now?
It's 12:30.
2:30, 3?
2:30, 3?
Yeah, there's no glass tonight.
But you'll have no glass.
Sometimes he comes out.
3?
Oh, sometimes Gurudev comes out.
As you like, as you say.
I'm flexible. I'm not coming back. I said
2:30 is okay.
Well, we're only coming and doing this if they're both coming, right?
Yeah. Right.
Otherwise, we're going to have a GDP board meeting.
Yeah.
No, they're coming in my class. They're coming.
So what time? I think it's important that they're both here. She has, you know, some very strong feelings, and you do too.
But also, the project, this Rehab Park project, is really...
No, not about Rehab Park, it's a good
sample of how things could evolve,
or
where it can go.
So, yeah. It's up to them. Do they...
Devolve or evolve?
Do you want to spend the time to...
Your choice.
2:30
2:45? No, 2:30 then.
Okay, 2:30 here. 2:30 here. 2:15 in the flight. All right.